Chad Benson Show.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Ulceration that takes a while to heal, and it's pretty effective. It works 96 to 98% of the time, but it's not fail-safe. So there's this new thing called Gentle Cure, which is image-guided radiation. It's image-guided with ultrasound to find the cancer cells, and low amounts of X-ray energy are used to kill the cancer cells. And that enables healthy skin to grow back, and the damage is limited. You don't need anesthesia. It can be done in a dermatologist's office. It does, however, require a bunch of treatments. They say 18 to 25 short treatment sessions, about 10 minutes long, over the course of several weeks. And there's no scarring, there's no bleeding, there's no open wounds. And it's pretty effective. They say it's 99% effective for basal and squamous cell cancer. It's not to be used for melanoma. It does not apply to melanoma. But ordinary skin cancers, yeah, that's what it's for. And so what is interesting about this, and I cannot vouch for I don't have any personal experience with this, and I'd have to talk to some people to analyze pros and cons. But I know that there's kind of a battle going on because currently it's covered by Medicare to some extent and some private insurers, but they're actually threatening to cancel this. And that's the result of a turf war. And this often happens in medicine between different specialties, between hospital-based radiation oncologists who believe it's their prerogative to use these kinds of treatments versus dermatologists, a different specialty within medicine, who want to, so the radiation oncologists think the dermatologists want to usurp their prerogative to use radiation treatments to treat skin cancer. So there's actually a GoFundMe and there's a whole effort to lobby on behalf of the dermatologists. You know, clearly there's some interest by the device makers because these are probably pricey devices and they're relatively few and far between. You know, probably costs a lot for dermatology practice to buy one of these devices or a hospital to have one of these devices. And so you're going to see some conflict while these two paradigms shake out. You know, the conservative defenders of Mohs surgery who say, look, this is the tried and true method versus the newbies who are saying, hey, no, GentleCure is a superior way to treat skin cancer using image-guided superficial radiation therapy, abbreviated IGSRT. And, you know, thanks for bringing this to light because I think that this is a reasonable option for some people with skin cancer. And if I were to be suffering from skin cancer, I might be tempted to investigate GentleCure. And maybe the next big thing when it comes to skin cancer. So great question. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, aging doesn't mean you have to slow down if you give your body the right support. And part of my support program is MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. I'm big into this stuff. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, which is your body's natural anti-aging pathway. And as we age, our bodies build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure fights back against the forces of time, restoring your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. So boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago, and as someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Less downtime after exertion. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure, I believe, is a game changer. To order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. All right, this item, this item speaks to the argument about whether we should replace butter with vegetable oils. Vegetable oils happen to be rich in omega-6 fatty acids, particularly linoleic acid. Okay? And there's a lot of people who are on the bandwagon to avoid seed oils. In fact, There's a movement afoot to change the oil that they fry stuff in fast food places, back to lard, the way it used to be prior to the 1960s when they undertook a campaign to get the lard out and substitute healthier vegetable fat as a way to fry stuff. And so there's a bunch of places. In-N-Out Burgers just announced that they're going to go back to using beef tallow as a way of frying foods, thus attracting the people who are on the anti-seed oil bandwagon to come in and get their fast food. And we're also seeing an increase in their products like potato chips that are made not with vegetable oil, but with old-fashioned tallow. And I've tried them, and they taste good. So this item, published March 14th in Science, omega-6 fatty acid promotes the growth of an aggressive type of breast cancer, according to a study. All right, so the suggestion here is that this omega-6 fatty acid, this kind of fuels the argument of the anti-seed oil folks, who are very vehement about avoiding seed oils. They don't want any seed oil. I personally consume some seed oils. I'm not as draconian in my denunciation of seed oils. I have some, but I try to avoid soy oil and corn oil and safflower oil. I take some avocado oil. I'll have some sesame oil as a flavoring. I'll use a little bit of peanut oil. These are sources of omega-6, indeed, but clearly there's an increase in the incidence of breast cancer. And what they're saying here is that research has found that linoleic acid can activate a major growth pathway in tumor cells. Now, we're far from saying that omega-6 fatty acids are the chief culprit in our cancer epidemic, but it could be a contributing factor. Researchers looked at the ability of omega-6 fatty acids, particularly linoleic acid, the dominant one in the Western diet, to drive an important nutrient-sensing growth pathway in cancer. And it's particularly a problem in the worst kind of breast cancer, so-called triple-negative breast cancer, the hardest to treat and the most likely to result in death. Feeding mice who had a model of triple-negative breast cancer, a high linoleic acid, increased tumor growth. The findings show, they say, that linoleic acid can have a role in breast cancer. So, caution flag on seed oils from a recent study that suggests that in some, perhaps not all, cancers, they may fuel cancer growth and have perhaps other deleterious effects on the body. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Henderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And that's the way that we get questions here on Intelligent Medicine. You can call 877-726-8255. You don't have to do it necessarily during the program. Anytime during the week, gets you through. You record a question, leave it on our answer box. We pick it up. We'll answer your question as I'm about to do now. Let's hear it.
Dr. Hoffman, I would like to know if you have any information on the supplement GYLAO Boost. in reference to curing high blood pressure. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know about GYLAO Boost, but there is something that's spelled similarly that maybe that's what you're talking about. It's called GlycoBoost, and it's highly advertised, and I looked it up, and it's actually targeted towards blood sugar. So it contains some of the usual culprits that are helpful for addressing blood sugar, something called white mulberry. Mulberry is what silkworms eat, and I haven't met a single silkworm ever that has diabetes. So I guess there's some mojo on mulberry for addressing blood sugar. Juniper berry is in there, and I'm not sure how that effective it is for blood sugar, but biotin and chromium are in it, and those can be helpful. Berberine, perhaps the most plausible ingredient in that, one of my favorite things for addressing blood sugar and insulin resistance. Berberine could be helpful. Then there's bitter lemon and cinnamon. These are traditional remedies for blood sugar. And so, you know, I looked at the ingredients, and I'm not sure about the quality, and I'm not sure about the dosages. So there is a claim, however, that it helps with blood pressure. And I think that's kind of an audacious claim, because indirectly, berberine may help metabolism. And if it helps insulin metabolism, it could indirectly help with blood pressure. But I don't think any of these other ingredients address blood pressure. And I would prefer something like chiolic aged garlic extract, a fundamental thing like take more magnesium, because magnesium may help with blood pressure, taking nitric oxide supplements, dietary nitrates from beets can be helpful for blood pressure. That's one of my favorite ways of dealing with high blood pressure. So I don't think it's something that's going to help with your blood pressure. It may have some minor benefits for your blood sugar, and often those two go hand in hand, high blood pressure and high blood sugar. But it's one of those highly advertised commercial supplements that may or may not deliver the right ingredients in the right amounts, the right quality that can be the optimal way you can address your blood sugar. However, berberine really is one of my favorites, and really I think can have a beneficial effect on blood sugar. Our number is 877-726-8255. Don't forget our full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, for supplements. There, you can rely on highest quality supplements, which are very hard to find elsewhere. Check it out at drhoffmanstore.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down if you give your body the right support. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure fights back against the forces of time, restoring your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. To order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Golden Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post 9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Listen up. A financial expert has a way to help your wallet and stay on budget. Verizon has an amazing new guarantee as the first and only carrier offering a 3-year price lock for mobile and home internet plans. Financial expert Patrice Acevedo explains.
This guarantee is such an amazing deal. Verizon is really doing its part to help consumers control costs and budget by locking in a special price for 3 years. This is really something consumers should take advantage of.
The 3-year price lock includes My Plan and My Home plans. Acevedo adds that this isn't a promotion. It's a promise that demonstrates the value Verizon brings to customers.
I always advise people to get maximum value for their money, and a 3-year lock guarantees peace of mind in today's world. It shows that consumers are number one for Verizon.
All My Plan customers can trade in for a free phone. Verizon is also first to offer free satellite text messaging on qualifying devices. Visit Verizon.com for more information.
The people out there that follow their politicians off a cliff are a bit of a problem.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Many pensions are down billions after the market sell-off from the tariffs. Could this mean pension cuts down the road? Some people out there fail to see the forest for the trees.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Nearsightedness, big problem. I personally was, to my great social disadvantage, the first kid in my elementary school class to have both glasses and braces in the third grade. I began to notice that it was hard to read the blackboard, and I got closer and closer, and then my teacher said, let me notify Ronnie's parents that maybe he needs reading glasses, and indeed I did. And so this is a big problem, and it's a problem that seems to be increasing. Over the past 30 years, there's been a surge in nearsightedness, or as it's medically called, myopia, especially among children. today around a third of 5 to 19-year-olds are myopic, up from just a quarter in 1990. But I was an outlier then. There were very few kids who wore glasses when I was growing up. I think there were two kids, me and another kid. And I got to admit, I was a bookworm. And the thought was that because I was spending so much time reading, I read at a very early age and I became a voracious reader, that too much reading near vision caused me to become nearsighted. If that trend continues, the trend that has brought us to a third of 5 to 19-year-olds who are nearsighted, the rate will be about 40% by 2050, which means worldwide 740 million myopic young people. So you may say, well, it's an inconvenience, it's an expense, but some people actually consider it a disease because nearsightedness increases the risk of four conditions that can lead even to irreversible blindness. Detached retina, myopic macular degeneration. I didn't know there was a connection to macular degeneration. Glaucoma and severe cataracts. I did know that there was a connection to cataracts. And in fact, when I was seen, I think I might have been in my 30s, by a very, very distinguished eye doctor, a Dr. Morrison, who was a pioneer in the development of contact lenses. He said to me, you know, you're very nearsighted, and that means you may have a higher risk of cataracts later in life. And indeed, I had one cataract in my eye that had the most nearsightedness and had to have that treated successfully, I might add. I'm fine now, but at a relatively premature age. So it's not just an inconvenience and an expense, you know, designer glasses and, you know, special contact lenses and special ski masks and swim goggles and so on. I've probably spent thousands of dollars on my nearsightedness. It's actually a condition that can affect your vision. And what the principle is that your eyeball lengthens. A long eyeball causes nearsightedness. So typically, when a kid is born, their eyeballs are short, but they become less so as they grow, and then they reach a sweet spot around their first birthday and the eyeball stops growing. And there's a medical term for that. It's called emmetropization. So our optometrists and ophthalmologist friends will know that term. Nobody else knows that word. In some children, like me and many other children, the stop signal doesn't arrive and the eyeball continues to elongate, and the growth speeds up, typically peaks between the ages of 8 and 16, resulting in nearsightedness. So what is causing that? What are the causes of the great global vision blurring? Well, at first it was thought that it was about reading. And now it's even worse because the kids are now on devices, right? And they're just, I mean, sometimes I see kids with like their faces, like practically a face plant in their phone, real close. And you've heard your parents say to you, you know, don't spoil your eyes. Don't look so close, or don't read in the dark. That was another thing. It was like reading in the dark was bad. The real vision, however, seems to be simply too much time indoors. And going outside does two things. One, you focus on distance instead of close up. But also the quality of the light that you get outside is different. It's more intense, and it's a broader spectrum of light than incandescent light indoors. And so the experiment was done in Taiwan. They were alarmed because they found that in 2001, 35% of children were nearsighted. By 2010, that figure had risen to 49%, and they were alarmed by these numbers. And they undertook a policy to change the school curriculum that encouraged 2 hours a day of outdoor activity. And lo and behold, within 4 years, the rate of new cases in Taiwan dropped from around 50% to 46%, still going down, although it hasn't gone back to where it was in the 80s. And the COVID-19 pandemic has made things even worse because more and more kids staying inside, locked down, and so on. And so the answer appears to broaden the visual diet. Get kids outside, get them focusing on horizons, but also get them in natural sunlight, which has more benevolent effects on development of the eyes. And do it young. Do it at an early age. There are some new potential solutions. One is something called orthokeratology. It's kind of like braces for your eyes, rigid contact lenses that are worn at night that reshape the cornea that helps to improve vision. But, you know, that's, I don't know, kind of a stopgap solution. There's eye drops for nearsightedness, but those are also temporary solutions. They don't change the shape of the eyeball. But there's a new innovative therapy that's being rolled out. It's called RLRL, repeated low-level red light therapy. Laser light with a wavelength of a certain nanometers is shown onto the retina for around 3 minutes twice a day. Originally developed to treat amblyopia or lazy eye, inadvertently it was discovered that it slows the progression of myopia. And a team of researchers in China found unexpectedly that around 40% of the participants, the length of the eyeball actually reversed, it shortened, and vision improved. So they're beginning to look at this as a therapeutic technique, but the best way to deal with this, and this is something that, you know, we're doing with the kids in our family, you know, the young kids, the grandkids, we want to make sure that they have plenty of time outside, playing around outside. The play is important. The exposure to natural sunlight and not just near vision. Don't be a bookworm like I was, but get outside and play and get natural sunlight. And that may be a way to prevent the global epidemic of myopia. Interesting story. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
It's a sobering fact that heart disease is still one of the leading causes of illness and death in the country. I've preached for decades that taking care of your heart is crucial. That's why I was pleased to discover Breakcore Nutrition's Vitality, a premium heart health supplement containing a powerful blend of science-backed patented ingredients and natural extracts, each chosen for their superior cardiovascular benefits. Patented Mega Natural BP Grapeseed Extract, MetaQ10, Vitamin K2, and microactive CoQ10, plus nature's natural heart healers, olive leaf extract, hawthorn berry, bilberry, and resveratrol. These ingredients in a single serving a day will not only help support heart health, but will also increase stamina, endurance, energy, and blood flow. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. There, you'll find out how to get up to 50% off and free shipping. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Vitality. There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom-targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering, There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Annoyed, angry, or maybe there's another word you want to use about where your tax dollars are going. Let's face it, the government does a terrible job of managing money, especially when it's yours and mine. Tax dollars are being wasted, and all the government does is have their hand out for more. So what do? They send you, the tax-paying American or business owner, a letter saying you underpaid your taxes, and you owe us a lot more. Don't laugh and don't cry. Call the Tax Resources Network now. Their trained experts can help negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
The people out there that follow their politicians off a cliff are a bit of a problem.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Many pensions are down billions after the market sell-off from the tariffs. Could this mean pension cuts down the road? Some people out there fail to see the forest for the trees.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. That number is available to you 24-7, 365. And you can call that number during the week, and then we will answer your question on a subsequent edition of Intelligent Medicine. So that way you can get through to us. You can also email us to questions@drhoffman.net. And that way you get your question answered on our weekly Q&A with Layla segment, a popular segment where I join nutritionist Layla Mudin, and we tag team to answer your email question. So lots of ways to get questions to us. All right. 72. What's the significance of that number? It turns out that 72% of doctor's visits involve a medication or drug therapy. So we're treating medical conditions in a pharmaceutical way in this country that avoids the deployment of personalized dietary and lifestyle recommendations. So we need to change that approach, and that may be part of our MAHA initiative, to shift away from pharmaceutical solutions and apply more natural lifestyle solutions. All right, here's a question. I'm a big inveterate exerciser, and one of the reasons I exercise is not necessarily to extend my life, but there's the prospect that it might, because if I avert disease, it might actually extend my life. The major killer diseases like cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, these are impacted by exercise, But does exercise intrinsically do something to extend your life? Well, for me, it certainly improves the quality of my life. So whether or not I'm going to live longer, I don't know. A lot of people are going to say, well, look, you know, big deal. I'll live like a little bit longer, but I just want to eat whatever I want and avoid all that sweaty exercise, not have to have my hair redone every time I get in the pool. These are some of the things that are considerations for a lot of people. So the question was asked, does exercise really extend life? Well, they did an ingenious twin study. So the advantage here is that you got identical twins who are genetically identical, right? And in some cases, their exercise patterns are divergent. So they actually had to recruit people. This was done in Finland. And they included 22,750 Finnish twins. And what they were looking for were divergences between the twins in terms of life span. When the differences in mortality between the groups, whether sedentary, moderately active, active, and highly active groups, were examined at the 30-year follow-up, it was found that the greatest benefit, a 7% lower risk of dying, for some people it's not worth it, right? Just 7%? I'd rather not. I'd rather not eat well. I'd rather be a bon vivant, a hedonist, and avoid the pain that's associated with exercise gain. A 7% lower risk of mortality was achieved between the sedentary and moderately active groups. Interestingly, a higher level of physical activity brought no additional benefit. So if I read that study and took it literally, I would say, well, I got to ease up. Because I'm doing a high level of, I just need to do moderate activity to extend my life. And there's no additional benefit to the high level of physical activity. But there is a benefit in terms of not just lifespan, but what's called health span. And for me, the benefit is to be drug-free, not relying on medication, to be highly mobile, and also just the brain benefits, mental clarity that's associated with exercise and working out, which is something that is important to me because, you know, I spend a lot of time reading and analyzing stuff and broadcasting, and it does require some degree of mental acuity, which can be in short supply once you reach a certain age. So, yeah, exercise, health span, definite benefits, lifespan, some benefits with moderate exercise, according to this Finnish twin study. Folks, it's a sobering fact that heart disease remains one of the leading causes of illness and death in the country. And I've preached for decades that taking care of your heart is crucial. And that's why I was pleased to discover Bright Core Nutrition's Vitality. It's kind of a Swiss Army knife supplement that provides you with a one-stop shop for all the essential nutrients that can impact heart health. It's a premium heart health supplement containing a powerful blend of science-backed patented ingredients and natural extracts, each chosen for their superior cardiovascular benefits. There's patented Mega Natural BP grapeseed extract, Mena Q7 vitamin K2, and Microactive CoQ10, all premium ingredients, plus nature's natural heart healers, olive leaf extract, hawthorn berry, bilberry, and resveratrol. These ingredients in a single serving a day, you just have to take 3 capsules, and that's all, to meet your needs, will not only help support heart health, but will also increase stamina, endurance, energy, and blood flow. For more information and order, just go to mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. Great offer here. Use code Hoffman for 25% off and free shipping. But get this. There's an even better deal available. If you call in, you can receive up to 50% off as well as free shipping. The number is 888-592-9909. And also when you call, they'll give you a free bottle of vitamin D3, which anybody, everybody could take advantage of along with your order. That number again, jot it down, 888-592-9909. To speak to Brightcore's expert staff, they'll answer all of your questions. So, yeah, it's an interesting deal because, well, you want to go online? Okay, you get the deal. 25% off and free shipping by using code Hoffman. at mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. But if you call 888-592-9909, up to 50% off. Yeah, interesting deal. I don't know how they do it. They're making that offer for our intelligent medicine listeners. All right. They say if you got a UTI, urinary tract infection, drink cranberry juice. The problem with cranberry juice is it's very tart. It is so tart that they add a lot of sugar to it. Okay, in some cases they add artificial sugar like stevia, maybe some erythritol to sweeten it, make it more palatable, and you guzzle the stuff. And in my mind, there's some question as to whether cranberry juice really still works for urinary tract infections. But here's a study. Whole cranberry fruit powder supplement reduces the incidence of culture-confirmed urinary tract infections in females with a history of recurrent urinary tract infection. All right. What they're using here is a standardized extract of cranberry. So the non-sugar, it's like the active constituent of cranberry that helps. 500 milligrams per day, so that's easily obtained in one capsule, of a whole cranberry powder. The proprietary name of this cranberry powder is Pacran, P-A-C-R-A-N. So look for that on the label of your cranberry extract. Not all cranberry extracts are equal. It might be just some cranberry powder that doesn't have the potency or the proven benefits of this standardized cranberry powder. Okay, so they did an assessment, and they found that, indeed, they were reduced E. coli UTIs, reduced incidence of UTI with urinary frequency and urgency symptoms, reduced total number of UTIs per participant. There was longer times between urinary tract infections. And so, again, this is not the bomb to eradicate every urinary tract infection. Some women still do require antibiotics, but as a preventive, this could be beneficial. They say even more preventive than my go-to. One of my favorite things for urinary tract infections is D-mannose, D-mannose powder. Recently there was a study showing D-mannose doesn't work, but when I did a deep dive on that study, they were using very low doses, like I think a couple of grams, 2 grams per day. I generally suggest that women use the powder D-mannose up to a half to one teaspoon 3 times a day. And at that level, the D-mannose helps to prevent the adherence of bacteria to the bladder wall, reducing the incidence of urinary tract infection. So that's my go-to. So, folks, take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Follow the Intelligent Medicine podcast on your favorite podcast app and get new episodes every weekday. Also, follow me on Facebook and X for the latest health news and fully vetted product recommendations. And subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter for in-depth articles on the most relevant health stories. Have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The people out there that follow their politicians off a cliff are a bit of a problem.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Many pensions are down billions after the market sell-off from the tariffs. Could this mean pension cuts down the road? Some people out there fail to see the forest for the trees.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Iran and the United States hold another round of in-depth negotiations in Oman over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Correspondent John Gambrell.
While we don't have specifics on what was discussed, we have heard pretty positive remarks from both the Iranians and the Omanis that mediated the talks. From the Iranian side, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has spoken to state television. He described talks as involving indirect negotiations where the sides were exchanging written remarks to each other. And while he said he was very guardedly optimistic about the talks, that they moved forward in a positive manner, that there were matters that were discussed across the spectrum, and that he would be returning to Tehran with others to see what to do next.
The week ahead brings an update on the job market, and it may point to a slowdown in job creation. Rich Thomason has more.
Two employment reports are due this week, one from the private sector, the other a government assessment. Payroll processor ADP releases its April update Wednesday, expected to show America's employers added 110,000 jobs this month, down from 155,000 in March. The Labor Department checks in on Friday. Non-farm payrolls grew by 228,000 jobs last month. The forecast is for the addition of 130,000 this month, with the unemployment rate holding at 4.2%. Rich Thomason, Washington.
More than 100 illegal immigrants are taken into custody during a raid at an illegal after-hours nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The Drug Enforcement Administration says the club has been under investigation for several months for activities including drug trafficking, prostitution, and crimes of violence. At least 11 people are killed in Vancouver, British Columbia, after a driver plowed into a crowded street festival. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When you hear the term living better, what do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
A Texas court rules the city of Austin cannot enforce its law that prohibits police from citing and arresting people for carrying a small amount of marijuana.
The state's 15th Court of Appeals overturning the decision by Travis County District Judge Jan Soifer, who had dismissed Attorney General Ken Paxton's lawsuit against Austin last year, saying there was no legal justification to try the case. The appeals court concludes the ordinance is preempted by state law. It is the second time this month the appeals court has ruled in favor of the state against ordinances that decriminalize marijuana. Jason Walker reporting.
The Vatican releases photos of the tomb of Pope Francis, who was buried in Rome Saturday at the Basilica of St. Mary Major. Italian news reports say thousands filed into the basilica to view the tomb. Many more waiting in line. He died last Monday at the age of 88. News and analysis at townhall.com. Russia's foreign minister says the country is open to negotiations to end the war in Ukraine. In an interview with CBS's Face the Nation, Sergei Lavrov echoed U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, saying the Trump administration has made the effort to learn what Russia's goals are, unlike the Biden administration, who did not. Lavrov said Russia is pursuing its own national interests, but that doesn't mean they can't come to an agreement that ends fighting. Former Senator Jim Talent says although President Trump has made it clear he's willing to bomb Iran over its nuclear program, he is making every effort to give diplomacy a chance.
Iran's at its most vulnerable. It's also very close to a nuclear weapon. It's a very important decision that needs to be made, and the president wants to explore the possibilities for peace.
Senator Talent spoke with Salem Radio Network. Flash flooding in southwest Oklahoma kills at least one person as authorities warn the public to stay off flooded roads. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Shasta Lake, and neighboring friends. The Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest-standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
COVID in their country, but they couldn't stop this.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Kind of interesting, but
yep.
You know, but a lot of the problem with the tariffs is, you know, as a country, USA, we've got, you know, high debt, and I want to touch on that a little bit deeper in a minute, but and then, you know, the trades need to be levelized. So a lot of the countries over the last several decades have started adding on challenges for us to get our products into their countries, whether it be putting tariffs against our products or just not letting them there at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so President Trump, he did this in his first administration. President Biden maintained the tariffs that President Trump had put in place back in 16, 17, 2018, so on and so forth.
Yep.
But at some point, you've got to try and levelize the playing field. And it's just gotten out of control and worse and worse and worse. And so President Trump wants to get this stopped so we can get it more openness for our companies and our employees to be better protected and not just be, you know, in a no-win situation around the world. In a lot of countries, that's the way it is.
Yep. And, you know, and it's amazing. You kind of expect that from China, but you don't expect that from some of our allies, some of our friends. And then just to hear all of these numbers, these, you know, billions and sometimes hundreds of billions of dollars of trade deficit. It is not fair. That is destroying jobs and plants in the United States and all of those things. So I know there's a little bit of pain up front that we're seeing right now, but I'm glad that our president is standing up and trying to level that playing field, because I think in the long term, in the long run, in the bigger picture, we're going to be so much better off. So what about the U.S. dollar decline, and what effect does that have?
So that is kind of it's one of the symptoms that kind of causes the medicine of the tariffs needing to be brought to play. So we've got so much debt right now. We're only at the second highest level of debt as a country of all time. Mm. We're at 122% debt and only second to World War II. Well, good grief, World War II is understandable. We're fighting a global,
yeah,
you know, terrible situation all around the whole world. And this debt's been brought on by, you know, or the dollar decline's been brought on by bad debt. You know, we had good debt to get through COVID the best we could, but then there was a lot of bad debt that was, you know, piled onto it.
Yep.
We're still feeling some of the effects of bad debt we did back during 08, 09, back in those days as well. But this high debt, what it really does for us is it hurts our credit quality. And when our U.S. dollar credit quality is not as strong as it should be, we're having a significant problem selling our bonds or treasuries around the world as easily as we used to.
Because our credit isn't maybe as good as it once was.
Exactly. Our debt's high, so our credit's not as good. A lot of countries aren't, or big investment institutions aren't as apt to buy our treasuries. And so part of that is the fact, you know, if you get these tariffs in place, that helps generate some income for us also. It's all interconnected. I mean, it's a big mess. Economics are always a big mess.
Yeah.
It's not as simple as the news headlines want to make you believe.
Yeah, yeah.
But the credit quality, you know, it is a huge concern. So, you know, it's just like a mortgage on your home. If you're paying a higher interest rate, you can't buy as much of a home. Or your payments are higher and you can't spend as much money anyplace else.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get the tariffs in place, the way that they're hoping to get it done is if you lower the tariff for what the U.S. products are, and if you can lower the other countries around the world the same way, and everybody get kind of down to a normal, not too much of a tariff, more of an equal playing playground for everybody, you actually generate global economic stimulus because nobody's paying too much, whereas right now we're paying a lot,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And so on and so forth. So it makes a big difference all the way around the block.
And so the credit quality really is important, and it may not seem that like that big of a deal at the surface level, but it really does have an impact once you go under, you know, maybe that surface level or surface layer, if you will.
Right. And so what's going on is we're having to offer more yield or more interest on our bonds for people to buy them. And, you know, that just kicks the debt problem down the road that much further, because when you have this much extra debt out there, the service on that debt just helps continue the financial problems of the United States. So you've got to have good quality bond, high dollar value, be able to sell our bonds at low interest rates and things like that. So it's pretty important to get this stuff squared away and get it done. And I would like to invite our listeners to not get too news shocked, headline shocked, because the news job is to scare you.
Yep.
If it's all puppy dogs, rainbows, and sunshine, nobody's going to listen to their news.
Yep, yep. I wish they would sprinkle some of that in, though. But, yeah, so if you are one of our listeners, and if you have been listening to too much of the news and you're like, oh my gosh, we need to sell before this market goes any lower. Bruce, what would you say to that person? Because there are people out there taking huge losses because they think they're going to lose it all.
Well, and it goes, if you went back and studied the markets the last 100 years, just missing out on one or two of the best days of the market year, your overall performance in the markets is dramatically down and maybe even negative. So you can't afford to not be in the markets.
Yeah,
it's always volatile. It's a different news headline that is causing different seasons and different situations. And right now it's mainly the tariffs, but You really, you know, and plus the fact that if you had a crystal ball and knew that this was going to be a problem, you could have gotten out of the market.
Sure.
But once it starts going down, you really can't get out of it, because first of all, you don't know, as soon as you get out of it, now it's going to turn around on you probably.
Yep. And then you're going to wish you hadn't have done that.
Yeah, exactly. And we insulate our folks, and we actually kind of did some rebalancing and protected to a certain degree on this situation. But, you know, having a lot higher yield in your bonds and your stock investments and not be as frothy on these overvalued growth stocks is a big help right now. But, you know, if you're already in that situation, it's hard to change them in midstream. But you do want to evaluate the quality of what you own. Because if the quality's not there, you may not rebound like you should be. I always say it's kind of like if you're on the road with snow and you get stuck in the ditch, you know, the pickup that got you stuck may not be what you need. You may need a tow truck to reach out.
That's right. That's right. If you have questions, reach out to Bruce Glenn, Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City, 913-308-0277, toll-free 888-241-2361, online at rallywb.com. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The financial market doesn't always come back. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services.
Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors. And if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
We take your money out during a drop and make sure you've got some money kind of set aside in some stable areas if you have some short-term items you need to be spending big chunks of money on, things like that. But, yeah, the market is undefeated and very important. And on this current market, we've talked about tariffs quite a bit. My belief, and we covered this on a webcast last week, and to put out a really good white paper on this as well, but when you get a few of the major key trading countries in, you know, to get a deal done, get in line with the deal, India, South Korea, Japan,
yep,
Canada, you know, a few of these countries
they're
like
all,
that.
They're all key. Lined up and discussing right now.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And as soon as you get the key ones done, the rest of the dominoes are going to fall.
Yeah.
And when the market has some clarity that there's a deal working and it's going to get done, you're going to see the market rebound in a hurry. I mean, right now, just the rumor of somebody saying that, oh, we're going to slow down, you know, the tariffs with China, or we're going to, you know, pause for 90 days or whatever the case might be. It's just words. It's not done yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it makes the market explode. And that's why you can't be out of the market, even though it's down and it hurts and it's painful right now. You've got to stay the course.
And you've mentioned several times before that the market does not like uncertainty. So that's why we heard a little bit of a good news. It bounces up. We heard a little bit of maybe questionable news. It goes down. So I agree. You get some of the key trading partners in line, and then we have some stability. Now it seems more certain, and then the thing's going to go up. So you've mentioned previously the Magnificent Seven, and in the context of our conversations, I don't think you're talking about the movie.
No, but a great movie. Yul Brynner.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe let our listeners know, again, a little refresher, what is the Magnificent Seven, and then how are they doing?
Right. So these are the seven biggest stocks of the United States companies of the S&P 500. So you're talking about the likes of NVIDIA, Amazon, Tesla, Apple, Microsoft, these type companies. And we noticed about a year ago, and we took steps to correct this in our portfolios, but we noticed about a year ago how there was beginning to be this real follow the leader where, you know, some of these companies, the Magnificent Seven companies, were making new highs. And now the market's piling on. And they became so overweighted. Those top seven stocks account for around 30% of the 500 biggest companies in the United States.
Oh, wow.
So seven of them have 30%. 493 of them only have 70%.
Ooh, wow, yeah.
And we've seen this story before, and it never ends very good.
Right.
Because the valuations just have gotten so hot and so frothy that that's part of what we're seeing in this market pullback, because they were a little bit over their skis, and so when there's a market sphere, they come back further, and there's such a big weight on the market that they pull down a lot of air bales with them.
Yep.
And when they rebound, they pull their bail back, like, you know, Tuesday this week, for example.
Yep.
You know, this big hot day in the market. Well, the technology, the big seven, they kind of led the charge.
Yep.
So they're definitely the first seat in the roller coaster.
Right. Yeah. That's a good way to
better,
put
better
it.
Phrase, better coin that one. That's a new one.
We need to trademark that one. So.
Right.
And so Bruce, what about some of these upcoming votes on tax cut extensions and maybe some new tax cuts and that sort of thing? That's another super hot topic for sure.
Exactly. And so the whole challenge there is that, you know, President Trump put tax cuts in place in his first administration, and they're due to sunset if we don't get them extended. And he has some other tax initiatives that he's put out there on the campaign trail that he wants to get taken care of. And he's got control of Congress. But not enough votes that if anybody defects from the Republican Party, they just can't get it done.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
He's got a very thin margin, but they do have control. If we don't get tax, you know, set up and continued, these tax reforms or tax cuts, I think you will see a recession at that point. I think they'll get it done.
Yep.
But that is a big, it's a big monster in the room also besides the tariffs.
Well, because every person's taxes will go up.
Exactly.
If that is not extended or maybe permanently voted into law, I'm not sure exactly how that works. But
and a tariff actually is a tax. It's the same thing. You know,
you sell
a product, if you don't put any tariffs on, the product comes to you at dollar for dollar.
Yep.
You put a tariff on it at 100%, now it's costing you $2 for that dollar product.
Yep.
And that's a tax also. And inflation is a tax, really, if you think about it, because the products are higher.
Yeah.
People can't afford it. Well, if you make them pay more taxes, they're really going to be in trouble too. So there's a lot of challenges going on right there.
And I know the tax cuts are wrapped up in the one big beautiful bill, right? That's kind of huge. Yeah. And it's beautiful, evidently. So, but you know, no tax on tips and some of those sort of things. I know a lot of people who would dance in the streets if that comes through. So,
well, I'll tell you my personal opinion about tax on tips is you can't really do away with that, because the service industry is so huge in our country.
Yeah,
and the service industry to a great degree is very taxed. And, I think not taxing overtime at an excessive level might make some sense, but
you
can't just not tax tips. It's too widespread.
Yeah. And maybe you could reduce that. Maybe you could make it, to where they have more take home pay. Maybe you could do something. Maybe there's a compromise in there. I think that's why part of the back and forth that is going to maybe ultimately get this thing passed. So we'll see how that works. So what about regulatory policy regarding energy? That's another. All of these things are huge. Like you said, that affects the market. All these things will have an effect on the market. But our regulatory policy regarding energy.
So I get pretty passionate about this. So, Mr. Producer, if I go too crazy, you can just stand over and throw some water on me. But, so if you think about this, our refineries in our country, our nuclear, our coal-burning plants, all of these things are way out of date. They're not efficient. Mm-hmm. You know, we're always screaming about wanting clean new energy. Well, part of that is being efficient with your current infrastructure. The problem is, and what it leads to is it leads to higher energy costs, which leads to what? Higher inflation.
Yep.
And it's this, you know, revolving circle of problems. You've got to get energy down and in control and more stable. And, you know, it's better today than it has been, but it's still not as good as it was 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
Right. Because we shut off pipelines and we did the things that slowed it down.
Yep.
So the problem is when you want big companies and big investors to put money in to build new refineries or coal burning efficient plants or nuclear or whatever you want to do, you got a ton of regulations you got to go through. And it could take years and decades to get things done. The other thing is people aren't going to put a bunch of money into building new plants if they think the next election cycle, if the current party loses, they're going to get shuttered again.
Right.
And so you've got to get this figured out.
Absolutely. Mr. Bruce Glenn, he's the senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits. If you are one of these people, one of the listeners, and you're like, you're super concerned about your portfolio, the stock drops, all that sort of thing, okay, and the valuation, et cetera, reach out to Bruce. He's going to give you a second opinion, maybe a new look on your portfolio in Kansas City, 913-308-0277. Nationally toll-free, 888-241-2361, online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, thanks so much for being here today, and thanks for all the excellent information.
Thanks, Steve. Always a pleasure.
We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Wallets. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-3555. That's 800-885-3555. Again, that's 800-885-3555.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. So, again, I just wanted to thank my friend Bruce Glenn for being here today. There are probably at least hundreds of thousands of people throughout our country who are super freaked out about the market, and rightly so. I mean, everyone is nervous, and one day the market is down, it's like 3 or 4%, and then the sky is falling, and the next day, like Bruce said, the market does not like uncertainty, and the next day, there's a rumor that, oh, we might get something worked out with China or whatever, and then the market goes crazy, and it makes all that up, and it is a little bit higher. It is insane what is happening right now. So the best thing you could do is be affiliated or associated with a quality financial advisor and money manager who can just assure you that everything's going to be okay. Maybe revise your portfolio a little bit, like he said, to, you know, with a little more stability in mind. If you're thinking about selling and everything has gone down, unless you absolutely had to, that's probably a really bad idea because you're going to lock in a bunch of losses. And like Bruce said, it goes back up every time. And so you're going to miss out on some of those gains. So if you have questions, if you're like, you know what, Bruce is a really smart guy, and maybe I need to reach out to Bruce, and maybe I need to have him take a look at what we're doing and get a second opinion on that. They have financial modeling software that is not available in too many places. I'll tell you, that's super high level stuff, and they'll give you a free complimentary review and second opinion. I would take advantage of that with Bruce Glenn, again with Rally Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City, 913-308-0277. If you're outside of that area, they have clients all around the entire country. 888-241-2361. You could also visit online and request that through the website rallywb.com. Spoiler alert. I guess we'll just say a spoiler alert. So next week I'll be discussing home care and how to, and maybe more specifically, how to find a quality home care provider. So you don't want to miss next week. Be sure to tune in or check out the podcast if you can't listen live. So I'm going to be giving away free of charge my home care provider screening tool. This will help you ask the same set of really applicable, super important questions to maybe your top two or three home care providers, and then that'll help you choose the one that you're most comfortable with and the one that you feel is the best fit. So with your circle of family and friend caregivers, along with the addition of home care services, many people can successfully remain independent at home. And that's what we all want to do, right? If we can stay home and we can do that successfully, safely, affordably, you can remain independent at home for who knows how long. I mean, maybe years and years to come. But what happens if staying at home is no longer an option? What are you going to do? All right, and I want to address that now. That is the most frequently asked question that I have answered in senior care consulting since 2002, so for a darn long time. Steve, you know, we're not sure that staying at home is going to make sense for too much longer. We've been able to do that successfully for a very long time. So when do you move? When should we think about moving from our home to a senior care community? We don't want to move too soon. We don't want to wait too long. Is there a sweet spot? Just help us answer that question. So, and you know, I would say that sometimes the answer is pretty obvious, right? But I would also say that way more often than not, it's a little bit gray. You're not quite sure. So I like to say that the following things should at least trigger that conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. So I think the top issue would be a safety-related concern, when it is no longer safe to live at home. And a lot of these are related to an individual living at home with various levels of dementia. Okay, so that's a major issue. And by the way, it is unbelievably common. A few examples of safety concerns: leaving the stovetop burners on. This is just so common. And it's also, guess what? It's so simple to fix. Turn the gas off, or if it's electric, flip the breaker. Or just unplug it if it's plugged in. Now, My stove and oven, it's hardwired, which I kind of hate that, so I'd have to flip my breaker. But you could disable it super easy. I worked with a couple of daughters, and this has been many years ago. They lived up north Kansas City, and their mom lived just down the street. I mean, you know, a block or two, very close, but not with them, but she had her own house. They had cameras everywhere. And so one day, they were watching mom just to make sure she was using the stove properly. She had dementia, and she was pretty far into that decline. And that's why they called me, because it was time to look for a senior care community. And they watched their mom. She loved Hormel chili, right? So her mom does the can opener, and they looked over. They have cameras in the kitchen, right? They looked over. And one of the stovetop burners, it's literally glowing red hot. They watch their mom take the open can of chili, walk over, and dump it out onto the glowing red hot stovetop burner. No pan. She forgot the pan. She had dementia. Okay, God bless her. She just made a mistake. And the daughters are like, oh! Gosh, you know, and they go flying over there and they turned it off. That day they flipped the breaker and disabled that, because, you know, what if there was a pan there and it all burnt up and then eventually, you know, caused a fire? Or what if she left it on glowing red hot and like a towel or a piece of paper or something got near that? And we have a major fire, a legitimate fire concern there. Another safety-related issue, someone wandering away, they can't find their way back home. You could either walk away. I'm just going to walk around the block like I have done for how many years? Then you walk around the block, and again, God bless you. You have dementia. You're looking around. And you're like, oh, this doesn't look very familiar. Ooh, shoot. How do I get back home? And they get lost, and they end up wandering away, you know, and they're found a mile or two or five away. And, or worse yet, I think, is they drive away, and they end up in, you know, two states away. And that's why we see so many silver alerts these days. Every time I see a silver alert, I just automatically share it on my social media because that goes out to 4,000 or 5,000 people. And it's just, you never know who may see that person driving in that particular car and report it to the police and hopefully get them home safe. Most of these stories have a happy ending, but unfortunately, there are quite a few that do not have a happy ending. So it's a big deal. Major safety concern. Your loved one may wander away and they may not be able to find their way back home. Another one is just maybe lack of ability, malnutrition, dehydration. I've heard so many stories of that. One of my clients, I met him over at his dad's home, and we were having a good conversation. And he said, Dad, tell Steve what you eat every day. And on his little side table over here, he picks up a package of Oreos that was about half gone. And he goes, oh, this is my favorite right here, Oreos. And I'm like, well, that's a nice snack. And his son said, no, that is what he eats every day, an entire pack of Oreos. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Unsanitary living conditions just due to the inability to clean up the place and clean up after yourself. Injured at home, that's the more obvious issue, you know, falling injuries at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. One of my clients said, mom has been hospitalized six times in the last, I think they said like 6 to 8 months. Well, we have some major issues here. Not taking your medications on time, maybe not taking them at all. That is less obvious, flies under the radar. It's a huge safety concern. Elder financial abuse and other types of financial abuse. So the number one reason to consider moving from your home to a senior care community when it is no longer safe to live at home. And coming up next, I am going to share the other top four reasons of when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Listen up. A financial expert has a way to help your wallet and stay on budget. Verizon has an amazing new guarantee as the first and only carrier offering a 3-year price lock for mobile and home internet plans. Financial expert Patrice Acevedo explains.
This guarantee is such an amazing deal. Verizon is really doing its part to help consumers control costs and budget by locking in a special price for 3 years. This is really something consumers should take advantage of.
The 3-year price lock includes my plan and my home plans. Acevedo adds that this isn't a promotion. It's a promise that demonstrates the value Verizon brings to customers.
I always advise people to get maximum value for their money, and a 3-year lock guarantees peace of mind in today's world. It shows that consumers are number one for Verizon.
All my plan customers can trade in for a free phone. Verizon is also first to offer free satellite text messaging on qualifying devices. Visit Verizon.com for more information.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
The people out there that follow their politicians off a cliff are a bit of a problem.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Many pensions are down billions after the market sell-off from the tariffs. Could this mean pension cuts down the road? Some people out there fail to see the forest for the trees.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. And our producer, the phenomenal Darren Wilhite, we were chatting off mic on the break, and he was just talking about, you know, taking the car keys away, and that's a huge deal. When you take the car keys away from someone, it is pretty devastating. And so, you know, my grandpa, he wandered away, but he drove away, right? And they lived in Topeka, Kansas at the time. He ended up driving over to Lawrence. I ended up at midnight having to drive around Lawrence to find my grandpa to get him back to my parents' house in Lawrence so he could spend the night and then he could follow grandma home the next day. So, but it was a real dangerous situation, and we had a happily ever after. I got a happy ending. He was not harmed or injured. He didn't hurt anyone else. He didn't crash into anyone or anything like that. But the next day, my grandma, in her mid-80s, in her high heels and her dress, walks out to the backyard. There was kind of an alleyway. That's where he parked his car, his truck back there. Disconnected the battery cable. Grandpa goes out, tries to start the car, and it won't work. He comes in, he says, "Honey, the truck won't start. We need to get it serviced and looked at." And she goes, "Okay, well, why don't I drive us today?" "Okay, sure."
Because she knew if she took his keys away, it's gonna be a big fight, right? No, you're not taking my car keys away. She avoided all of that. This was just genius. The next day, and God love him, my grandpa had dementia. He forgot about all of that stuff. So the next day, he goes out to his truck. It won't start. And he discovered, oh, my truck is broken. It needs to be looked at. Honey, the truck won't start. We need to get it serviced. And she goes, okay, well, why don't I drive us today? Oh, sure, sure. This went on for 2 or 3 weeks, and eventually he kind of forgot about his truck. He got used to following Grandma out to her car, which she parked out in the front of their house, and he kind of forgot about the truck, and she sold it. And that's how she dealt with that. Very, very, very creative. So it's this is a big deal, but at that point, you know, that's a major, major, major safety issue for sure. So number two, when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. And I would call this a very close two, or maybe even a 1A. When the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, you cannot have that go on very long. So the most common example of that is the 80-year-old spouse caring for the 80-year-old spouse. And if you're anything like my grandma was, she was very protective of her role. Well, I'm his wife, and I take care of him. And she did a fantastic job, right? But she wasn't very good at letting other people help her do that, because that was her responsibility, and she wanted to do that. But look, we're talking about your mental health, your emotional health, spiritual health, and of course your physical health. So what do we do as caregivers that are giving it the heroic caregiver? We place our own needs on the back burner. We skip our doctor's appointments, our dental appointments. We skip social events like the book club and donuts with the guys in the coffee shop. And we stop going to church, and we just stop everything because we're so focused. We love this person so much. We put them first. We put us second, and all of our stuff second. And guess what? At some point, that's a lot of stress, and you could develop health issues that we didn't catch because you skipped your annual checkup. You know, all of this stuff. And let me just say that stress, and you cannot let that go on very long. If you see that the caregiver is starting to decline, guess what? Now you have two people declining, and that just cannot go on very much longer. There has to be an intervention. You have to step in. And let me say this. I'm not going to get into the gory details. Stress is a powerful force. And I have seen the caregiver that puts their loved one first, and they put all their stuff second. I've seen them pass away well before the person they're caring for passes away. And now, guess what? You just defeated the purpose. You're not there to watch over that person and to make sure that they're cared for and they're loved and they get everything that they need to get. So don't do that. It's a very, very preventable situation. All right. And that's as much as I'm going to preach on that one today. All right. Number three, when to consider moving from home to senior care community, when the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive. Now, if you know me, you know I am a huge, huge fan of home care. I think home care is a fantastic resource. It just even a little bit of help could help you remain independent in your home for years to come. However, like everything else, it's getting kind of expensive. And if your need for home care support increases to the level of 24 hours a day, at that point, it may become cost prohibitive. 24-hour home care pre-COVID used to run about $15,000 to $20,000 a month, which is one heck of a lot of money. Today, it's going to run somewhere between $25,000 to $30,000 a month. Now, most folks can be at home, and they don't need 24-hour care. They need some help on throughout the weekdays, every other day, whatever the situation is. And again, it's a very cost-effective way to stay home, but at some point, that just may not make sense financially. And then last but not least, if you just can't provide enough care, I like to ask the question, why not consider changing your role from being that hands-on caregiver to the care manager? Meaning, let's go out together, let's find a great place with professionals who can provide 24-hour care for your loved one, assisted living, long-term care, memory care, etc., and let's let them deal with the stress and the struggles of being a caregiver. And then guess what? You can go back to your original role as the loving wife, loving husband, loving son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter, okay? And you don't have to worry about, oh gosh, today's showers is shower day, and that's always difficult. And the mealtime mess and the incontinence support, all the stuff. You don't have to worry about that because professional caregivers are taking care of that, and you can be their loved one in your original role. And just make sure that you're watching out for them. Make sure they're getting everything that they need to get, and just be their care manager and their care advocate. If that makes sense to you, if you are ready to consider moving from your home to a senior care community, I would invite you to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting, for a free consultation. It's at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. You can go online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And check out our services. We can definitely help you do that. And ask for a free consultation. We'd love to visit with you about that. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A massive explosion kills at least 40 people and injures more than 1,200 others at a key shipping port in southern Iran. Officials raised the death toll in Saturday's explosion at the port, saying it was likely caused by hazardous chemicals at a storage facility. The blast happened as Iran began a third round of nuclear talks with the U.S. and Oman. A fourth round of talks is set for Saturday. Vancouver police rule out terrorism in an attack in which a car rammed, killing 11 people between the ages of 5 and 65 at a Filipino Heritage Festival. Officials say the suspect has a history of mental health issues. Correspondent Andrew Stewart.
Multiple people are seen on the ground while emergency responders work to give them medical aid. Sirens blasted in the distance as authorities asked people to keep the area clear. A person was heard crying as medics rushed onto the scene pushing a stretcher. Footage taken after the incident and geolocated by CNN show a tree-lined street strewn with debris.
Former congressman tells Salem Radio Network the cost of higher education is out of control.
It is absolutely crazy. And, you know, I don't know if it's still true, but I about 10 years ago, when I looked at it, nothing that we consume, eat, or do has gone up more in costs since 1970 than higher education.
Former GOP California Congressman John Campbell says the cost of higher education has surpassed basically everything.
It's gone up more than housing, more than energy, more than insurance, more than food, more than anything else you can think of.
Campbell tells Salem Radio Network that while out-of-state students pay a high price to attend California state colleges, illegals are given the benefit of in-state tuition. More at townhall.com.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
The Supreme Court is looking into a battle over a botched FBI raid on the wrong Atlanta house.
Agents stormed Trina Martin's home in 2017 looking for a gang member. She was held at gunpoint while her 7-year-old son was screaming in another room. Agents had the wrong house. Martin sued the government in 2019, but lower courts dismissed the case. Now the Supreme Court agreed in January to take up the matter and will hear arguments Tuesday. The key issue before the justices is under what circumstances people can sue the federal government, that in an effort to hold its law enforcement agencies accountable. Jason Walker reporting.
A large-scale DEA raid Saturday night ends in more than 100 arrests at an illegal Colorado Springs nightclub. They say illegals were among those detained. Special Agent in Charge Jonathan Pullen said police found pink cocaine and other drugs along with weapons. News and analysis at townhall.com. Jewish students faced more protests this past week on the campus of Yale University. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says campus officials should take decisive action when faced with anti-Semitism.
Yale should threaten these protesters with arrest, not through any campus judicial proceeding, but by the New Haven Police Department. And if they cancel the permits for these demonstrations and make such threats, I think that you'll see some of these encampments go away soon.
He says Yale should threaten to arrest the anti-Jewish protesters.
That's the appropriate course of action. Do these administrations have the stomach for it? That's the question. I think one of the benefits of Trump's aggressive policy on anti-Semitism is these administrations know that if they don't have a hard line against the students, Trump is going to have a hard line against them.
He spoke with Salem Radio Network. More at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, Your Talk Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, Your Talk Radio.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Redding Rodeo is back in Bucking on the River, May 14th through 17th, celebrating 77 years of nonstop rodeo action, world champion cowboys competing in the largest four-day rodeo in Northern California. Don't miss our 77th annual Redding Rodeo tradition. Get your tickets now only at RedingRodeo.com before they're gone. Redding Rodeo, where the West comes alive, May 14th through 17th.
All the people who rely on medications. Well, similarly, and to a certain degree, we have a great reliance on especially China for our supplement ingredients. And supplement ingredients are sometimes hard to source because maybe there's a quality control issue. I remember there was a problem with ginger that was obtained from India with one of our manufacturers. They used ginger extract in one of their supplements, and then they decided that maybe it just didn't meet quality standards. It wasn't up to snuff. It wasn't potent enough. Or eventually, there were toxins. Sometimes manufacturing standards in foreign countries are kind of lax. So they had problems producing supplements that contained ginger for a while. There was a shortage and a backlog. Well, it turns out that we rely 95% on China for vitamin C, for example. And we're highly dependent on China for other essential vitamins and amino acids. Nearly 78% of U.S. vitamin imports come directly from China, and they dominate global production of key vitamins, B1, thiamine, B3, niacinamide or niacin, biotin, B12, vitamin D3, and vitamin K. And this is due to a concerted effort to ramp up their manufacturing capabilities, supported by government policies. These industries are subsidized by the government, and it's a form of something called mercantilism, which applies to other industries, but the idea is to flood the market with cheap goods that make it too tempting to simply rely on Chinese products. Also, carnitine and creatine may be hard hit. Amino acids, also in the crosshairs. China accounts for over 62% of global production. They control 77% of lysine, 91% of threonine, 84% of valine, 27% of methionine. And so, yeah, this is a big problem. And when it comes to alternative sources, India is also a big source of some of the supplements we rely upon. A 26% tariff was recently imposed on all goods being exported by India to the United States amidst a flurry of tariffs in the range of 10 to up to 49% unveiled by the Trump administration for other countries. So for some reason, by some formula, it was decided that 26% was applicable to India. But what do we get from India? Turmeric, which is the source of curcumin, a potent anti-inflammatory and antioxidant, widely used to treat inflammation. Ashwagandha, an adaptogen that helps the body manage stress and is helpful for sleep and relaxation. A lot of people depend on ashwagandha supplements. Spirulina, a blue-green algae, which is a source of protein and touted for its health benefits. There's also something called amla, Indian gooseberry, rich in vitamin C and antioxidants. Bacopa also comes from India. And Gotu Kola. So we got some potential supply chain issues coming down the pike that may affect availability and also prices. Expect prices to climb for various ingredients. I'm a big fan of creatine. I expect prices for creatine to go up. So what can be done to address this? Well, you know, for one, these tariffs may crash and burn. Ultimately, there may be ways to negotiate tariffs. You know, perhaps this is just a bargaining point on behalf of the mercurial position of the Trump administration, because things keep changing. But the key point is that we need to encourage domestic production. We need to up our game for local production of vitamins and minerals and nutraceuticals. And perhaps we need tax incentives or availability of low-interest loans to promote investment in domestic production facilities for vitamins and amino acids. The tariff should help, because it may end up that domestic produced vitamins and supplements will ultimately be cheaper than foreign stuff to which a high tariff is applied. Also, maybe we need some international cooperation to get other friendly companies to help us with our supplement access. Maybe there are certain tropical countries where things grow more easily other than China and India, where we can get some of these ingredients, maybe through diplomatic efforts or technical assistance or trade negotiations that help us diversify our supply chain to other countries. And also, maybe we should begin treating this kind of like a national security issue, just as we treat steel or chips or aluminum, things that are essential for our very survival, like pharmaceutical drugs, and recognize that these are critical goods. Ensure that vitamins and minerals and amino acids and nutraceuticals are identified as critical goods in the U.S. supply chain, which could pave the way for international efforts and partnerships to secure a stable supply chain for these essential inputs. Maybe certain things could be exempted from tariffs because they are really essential. You know, they're not discretionary goods like, I don't know, washing machines or cars. Yeah, those are important, but we may end up paying more for those things in the short term in order to fortify domestic industries. But a major disruption in our supply chain for vitamins, minerals, supplements, nutraceuticals could have an adverse effect on the health of Americans. And so maybe that's something we need to keep our eye on and address it through very, very targeted policy efforts. 877-726-8255. There's going to be more coming down the pike on this subject as this situation develops. So stay tuned for developments. Expect to pay more, perhaps, for your supplements in the short term. Hopefully that'll even out in the long term. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
I've long been a fan of digestive enzymes. They not only address GI complaints, they also facilitate absorption of key nutrients. But in the past, quality has been hit or miss. Now, Holozyme has been introduced as a scientifically formulated digestive enzyme that provides a comprehensive solution. Holozyme is different because it's the only digestive enzyme that marries the specific enzyme strain and perfect mineral cofactor that together create the most activated enzyme in the world, which is why I've chosen to recommend it to my Intelligent Medicine listeners. Imagine enjoying your favorite foods without the concern of gas, bloating, undigested foods, stomach pain, and cramping. With Holozyme, you can stop worrying about all of that while absorbing more nutrients, increasing your energy, and bolstering your immunity. Holozyme's efficacy is proven in 6 pilot clinical trials. For more information and to order, visit HealthyGut.com. Use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off your order. That's HealthyGut.com. HealthyGut.com for Holozyme.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines, proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State, and Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. By the way, for your supplement needs, you know, with all the disruptions in the supplement supply chain, your best bet is FullScript, my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements. Check it out for the best high-quality supplements at prices that can't be beat, drhoffmanstore.com. All right, 877-726-8255, as usual, is our number. You can call anytime during the week with a question, and let's hear that one.
My name is Keith, and I missed the beginning of a program on the 29th day of March, and it has to do with remnant cholesterol. And if you could please repeat how to do that calculation again, I'd be very much appreciated. Thank you.
Okay, so yeah, here's the deal. I mean, whenever you miss something on Intelligent Medicine, you can always go back to the podcast and re-listen to it and hear it in its entirety. All our podcasts are posted at drhoffman.com under the Listen drop-down menu. So here's the deal with remnant cholesterol. You know, we place a lot of importance on total cholesterol, and then a refinement of that is let's now break it down to the so-called bad cholesterol, the LDL cholesterol, and then there's the good cholesterol, the HDL cholesterol. But there's this new idea that something called remnant cholesterol on its own may be a potent risk factor for heart attack and stroke. So this really is not advanced calculus to figure out your remnant cholesterol. Remnant cholesterol is what's left over when you subtract from total cholesterol what is your LDL and your HDL. So you add your LDL to your HDL, and you subtract that number from your total cholesterol, and what's left over is the remnant cholesterol. And a big study at Johns Hopkins Medicine shows that remnant cholesterol may be a potent risk factor even when LDL cholesterol seems to be okay, or alternatively, when LDL cholesterol seems to be too high, your remnant cholesterol is your saving grace because it's below the threshold that's of concern. So, for example, when remnant cholesterol is greater than 24 micrograms per deciliter, but that's the usual way it's calculated in the United States, when you're remnant cholesterol, what's left over after you do that math, is greater than 24, people have a 40 to 50% higher risk for major heart disease or stroke. So the new study found that almost 1 in 5 individuals with levels of remnant cholesterol at or greater than 24, that's pretty high, 20%, experience major heart disease or stroke within the following 18 years. And so let's take an example. This might be me, because this is approximately my numbers. My cholesterol runs a little high at 210. They might say, oh, that's too high. And my LDL is kind of borderline. It's 130, but my HDL is 70. So let's do the math. Let's subtract the sum of LDL and HDL for me from the total cholesterol and see what's left over. LDL 130, HDL 70, that's 200. 210 minus 200, my remnant cholesterol is 10. So I'm in the clear. I'm under 24. But let's take someone, for example, who has a pretty decent cholesterol. It's 180. That's not that high. LDL is under 100. Say it's 80. But the HDL is 40, kind of a low HDL. So let's do the math there. LDL plus HDL. LDL is 80. HDL is 40. Last time I checked, 80 plus 40 is 120. 120 from 180. Remnant cholesterol, 60. So that person might be at substantially high risk for cardiovascular disease. Remember, the threshold is 24, and 60 is a lot higher than that, and that could pose a high risk of problems going down the line for that person. So there you have it, remnant cholesterol. Check it out. Easy to calculate. It's not a special test. You don't have to pay more for it. That information is available to you on your basic lipid panel. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, our number, and you're listening to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The people out there that follow their politicians off a cliff are a bit of a problem.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Many pensions are down billions after the market sell-off from the tariffs. Could this mean pension cuts down the road? Some people out there fail to see the forest for the trees.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics, in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic Skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Listen up. A financial expert has a way to help your wallet and stay on budget. Verizon has an amazing new guarantee as the first and only carrier offering a 3-year price lock for mobile and home internet plans. Financial expert Patrice Acevedo explains.
This guarantee is such an amazing deal. Verizon is really doing its part to help consumers control costs and budget by locking in a special price for 3 years. This is really something consumers should take advantage of.
The 3-year price lock includes my plan and my home plans. Acevedo adds that this isn't a promotion. It's a promise that demonstrates the value Verizon brings to customers.
I always advise people to get maximum value for their money, and a 3-year lock guarantees peace of mind in today's world. It shows that consumers are number one for Verizon.
All my plan customers can trade in for a free phone. Verizon is also first to offer free satellite text messaging on qualifying devices. Visit Verizon.com for more information.
The people out there that follow their politicians off a cliff are a bit of a problem.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Many pensions are down billions after the market sell-off from the tariffs. Could this mean pension cuts down the road? Some people out there fail to see the forest for the trees.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
a regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. Our number. We'll be taking some of your phone calls in a little while. But have you ever wondered why it is that in these new EVs, they don't want to have AM radios? Now, by no means am I someone who wants to go around keying or firebombing Teslas, but there are some concerns around the EMF, the electromagnetic frequency radiation that you may be exposed to in those cars. And it turns out that AM radio is problematic in EVs. They don't want to use AM radio. They're actually foregoing AM radios to the great consternation of broadcasters who, especially on talk radio stations, it's not that much fun to listen to AM radio and listen to music, but you can listen to sports and you can listen to talk radio in your car. A lot of manufacturers are removing AM radio from EVs. For example, BMW, Ford, Mazda, Polestar, Rivian, Tesla, Volkswagen, and Volvo have removed AM radio from their electric vehicles, to the consternation of some consumers. I like listening to AM radio in my car. They say, well, AM radio is redundant. There are other ways to listen. You can listen to FM radio or satellite radio, or you can use streaming services as alternatives to AM radio, suggesting that having an AM radio installed in your car is no longer essential. But the problem is that electric vehicles rely on high-voltage electrical components, including the electric motor and battery, which generate electromagnetic interference. So it's kind of interesting because your AM radio can be a little bit like a Geiger counter for EMF radiation. And I know that there are certain places in my apartment where my AM radio, when I'm listening to talk radio or sports, it starts to crackle. You hear static. And that is sometimes the case when I put my AM radio down too close to my iPad or my phone. There's hot spots in my apartment where you can't really listen to AM radio. And there's a concern about the effects on people. Now, the telecom industry has said, especially with regard to cell phones, no problemo. But it turns out that a lot of these studies are bought and paid for by the telecom industry. And they did an analysis of safety studies on cell phones, and they concluded that industry-funded studies, get this, were 2.5 times less likely than independent studies to find a biological effect from cell phone radiation. So there are sometimes serious problems associated with exposure to electromagnetic frequencies, like brain cancer if you hold your phone to your ear too long. There are concerns about earphones and earbuds, spending too much time talking on your phone, in terms of issues related to brain cancer. Studies showing that there's more brain cancer on the side where you use the phone. And there are other less severe but concerning symptoms like headaches, general weakness, asthma, depression, anxiety, and skin irritation. And there are some people who suffer from EMF sensitivity. They're generally regarded as head cases that, you know, it's in their imagination. But some highly sensitive people are indeed affected by EMFs. So the share of new vehicle sales of EVs doubled in the first 9 months of 2022. The number of Tesla vehicles on the road rose 33% in 2022. Many automakers are planning to switch to electric in the coming years, and that may have benefits for the environment. Well, that's also debatable. But what are the human health implications We need to think about that, because you're literally in a Tesla. You're sitting on a battery that emits EMFs, and the motor even more. And if you think you're exempt by being in a conventional gas-powered car, think again, because some studies show that there are lots of EMFs in gas-powered cars, because you're using Bluetooth, and there are a lot of electrical systems. There are phone chargers that are not even plug-in. You just lay your phone on top of the charger, and those emit EMFs. So we really have to be thinking about that, and especially with the rapid rollout of 5G technology, with its dense network of EMF-emitting small cells, this problem is poised to get even worse. And we talk about it here on Intelligent Medicine. We've done podcasts with Zen Honeycutt, who is an expert on EMF exposure and potential hazards. And this is going to be an important issue going forward. But, you know, we may have jumped the shark by introducing this technology without proper safety evaluations for their implication for human health. Folks, you've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Well, some people don't want CBD in their products for one reason or another. Maybe they're being tested. You know, people in uniformed services, in police departments, they get tested for exposure to cannabinoids, or some people just prefer not to be taking CBD products. Well, the company that makes my favorite CBD products, I don't have a problem with CBD. I take it, I take the sleep product at bedtime, and it helps deepen my sleep. They have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD options that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Science's new Plus Health CBD free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity Gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. So, say you want to relax with a product that's non-CBD, well, try Plus Health's Peace Gummies, which are a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort that supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. Or if you're on a journey towards optimal health, and a lot of people in this country suffer from metabolic problems, insulin resistance, the Reshape capsules, packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic wellness and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. Forget this, 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. All right. Declining fertility and sperm counts and low T are a thing in America. And something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. What's going on that is decreasing testosterone in men? And one of the latest accoutrements of the manosphere and bro culture is the carnivore diet, and it's thought that the carnivore diet will be part of a lifestyle that sustains higher levels of testosterone. And then there's this derogative term, soy boys, low-T men who are vegans. And is this really a thing? Well, there's a study that addresses this. Low-fat diets and testosterone in men. It's a systematic review and meta-analysis. And they say here that since the mid-20th century, there have been significant changes in dietary patterns. And, oh, by the way, coincidentally, men's testosterone levels have declined in Western countries. So is it the culture? Is it because men are less macho that we're waging a war against toxic masculinity and that's killing men's testosterone? Well, the suggestion here is that diet may be a factor, and indeed what they found is that there were significant decreases in sex hormones on low-fat versus high-fat diets. Low-fat diets appear to decrease testosterone levels in men. They say that men with European ancestry may experience a greater decrease in testosterone in response to a low-fat diet. Why that may be is maybe genetically European men were more accustomed to a higher level of saturated fat and meat intake genetically. So people from tropical parts of the world on a more plant-based diet may be less liable to have that. They say that this decrease over time in fat intake, which roughly took place since the mid-20th century, these changes resulted in a 10% decrease in fat intake, and the net effect was around, on average, a 10% decline in testosterone levels. So here's another interesting sidelight. Cholesterol happens to be a precursor to sex hormones. It is actually a building block, and it gets modified biochemically into sex hormones like testosterone. And so the question arises, does drastically lowering cholesterol, or say a low cholesterol diet, and we're all obsessed with avoid cholesterol, switch to low-fat dairy, eat small portions of animal products. And also, by the way, we further lower our cholesterol with statins. And it turns out that indeed statins have been shown demonstrably to lead to a small but significant decline in testosterone. It's not 50%. It's not even 30%, but on average, it's around 5 to 10% reduction. Why? Because when you limit the building block, the natural building block, cholesterol, for the sex hormones, the inevitable result is that you're going to see a decline in the production of sex hormones. That's simple biochemistry. So there you have, you know, interesting study. And I know it's going to be hotly debated because there are going to be a lot of manly men out there who are vegans who are going to say, no. I am a full-blooded American male, and I'm not a low-T soy boy, so don't go there. But in fact, studies show low-fat diets have the effect of somewhat lowering testosterone in men. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra Support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra Support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Extra Support Sleep and Calm Wellness Blends. Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down if you give your body the right support. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure fights back against the forces of time, restoring your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. To order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047.
The people out there that follow their politicians off a cliff are a bit of a problem.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Many pensions are down billions after the market sell-off from the tariffs. Could this mean pension cuts down the road? Some people out there fail to see the forest for the trees.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And, you know, we often hear these drug ads with all kinds of side effects. And side effects like may cause dizziness, dry mouth, constipation, drowsiness, etc. And these are annoying side effects, but not necessarily life-threatening side effects. But what if a drug ad had the announcement that among the side effects includes something called sudden death? Sudden death, of course, the ultimate side effect, negating the minor annoyances of all the other side effects. And so it is that we come to a study just out, sudden cardiac death risk linked to long-term antidepressant use. And this is particularly concerning because we see a very, very high percentage of the American populace on antidepressants. And alarmingly, up to a quarter of women are taking antidepressants. And usually that's not for short-term intervention. You know, say you're hitting a rough patch in your life and you need an antidepressant. These are often for long-term use. Plus, it's hard to get off antidepressants. There's a withdrawal syndrome associated with many antidepressants. And certain antidepressants may change the heart rate. They have a stimulant effect. They may make the heart go faster, or they may change electrical conductivity in the heart, the so-called QT interval, which, when prolonged, may increase the risk for cardiac arrhythmia, and that's what causes sudden death. Not so much arterial blockage, but an uncontrolled arrhythmia like ventricular tachycardia. So they say additional research is needed to determine whether this is due to direct drug effects or underlying patient factors, because this could be what's called reverse causation. People who are depressed may have a higher risk of dropping dead anyway, but what they found is that longer versus shorter exposure to antidepressants was associated with a heightened risk among people ages 40 to 79 years of age. And this is a Danish study. The incidence rate of sudden cardiac death was significantly higher among patients taking antidepressants. And the impact was significant. There was about a 50% higher risk for those with 1 to 5 years of exposure, and there was about a twofold risk for those with 6 or more years of use. Now, admittedly, those deaths are going to be rare, but rare or not, a sudden cardiac death is not an inconsequential side effect. So if indeed this is the case, we need to be a little bit more circumspect about dishing out antidepressants. Folks, if you're frequently in a state of fatigue, well, here's a possible solution, because the mitochondria are what determine our energy state. And cellular damage to the membranes in your mitochondria, your membranes become more like Swiss cheese, is the primary cause of biological aging and could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. That's NT-factor lipids. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals with numerous studies to repair those dead spots in the membranes. I've been using NT-factor for years, and now for a limited time, you can take advantage of the NT-factor Essentials Bundle. Get 20% off either size of NT-factor lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT-factor free. Patented Energy contains the same patented lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer. So just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for the NT-Factor Essentials Bundle. And this story, a concern. You know, we're concerned about, you know, global warming. There's controversy about, indeed, is there global warming? I think there is, but is it man-made? But pollution is incontrovertibly a problem. Headline here, exposure to air pollution in childhood is associated with reduced brain connectivity. They actually found that structures in the brain were disrupted when kids were exposed to air pollution. And those changes are long-standing and can affect development in adulthood. There were changes in brain volume through adolescence. Very alarming studies suggesting that air pollution has a deleterious effect on the brains of our children. That is a cause that I can get behind. Let's clean up our air, clean up our environment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number.
a sobering fact that heart disease is still one of the leading causes of illness and death in the country. I've preached for decades that taking care of your heart is crucial. That's why I was pleased to discover Break Core Nutrition's Vitality, a premium heart health supplement containing a powerful blend of science-backed patented ingredients and natural extracts, each chosen for their superior cardiovascular benefits. Patented Mega Natural BP Grapeseed Extract, MetaQ10, Vitamin K2, and Microactive CoQ10, plus nature's natural heart healers, olive leaf extract, hawthorn berry, bilberry, and resveratrol. These ingredients in a single serving a day will not only help support heart health, but will also increase stamina, endurance, energy, and blood flow. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. There, you'll find out how to get up to 50% off and free shipping. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Vitality.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The people out there that follow their politicians off a cliff are a bit of a problem.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Many pensions are down billions after the market sell-off from the tariffs. Could this mean pension cuts down the road? Some people out there fail to see the forest for the trees.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A CIA-trained former senior intelligence officer says Russia is not open to one of the peace proposals with Ukraine.
There's two competing frameworks on the table. One is Minsk 2, kind of a framework, a ceasefire, freezing everything in place like it did back in, I guess it was 2015, 2014, somewhere a while back when they had the first ceasefire. Never going to fly with the Russians. Russians are wanting to not, they don't have to put up with that. They're not.
Speaking with Salem Radio Network, Colonel Tony Schaefer says China is focused on reclaiming Taiwan, which makes it a continued focus of President Trump's foreign policy.
You keep the military focused on Taiwan. They want Taiwan back, and they've never changed that. And they're still looking at all options to include military options. So, no, I don't think there's going to be any diminution of pressure on China at all at this point.
Cardinals will soon begin the process of selecting a new pope following Pope Francis' funeral at the Vatican. To be elected, a candidate needs a two-thirds majority votes. Ballots used are then burned and used to create smoke signals. Black smoke means a failed election. White means a successful one. More information on a New Jersey wildfire.
Officials say a man set wooden pallets on fire, then failed to properly put them out, sparking a quick-moving blaze. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer says a 19-year-old man is facing aggravated arson charges in the southern New Jersey wildfire. It escorts some 24 square miles, and state officials have also cautioned some residents about air quality issues. Jason Walker reporting.
An explosion and fire in southern Iran supposedly linked to a shipment of a chemical ingredient used to make missile propellant. Blast killed at least 40 people. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When you hear the term living better, what do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days. Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
A letter written by a survivor of the Titanic sells at auction in Britain.
A letter card written by Archibald Gracie has sold at auction for £300,000. That's about $399,000. Gracie, a first-class passenger on the Titanic, had written the note to the seller's great-uncle on April 10, 1912, just days before the ship sank. Gracie jumped from the sinking ship and managed to scramble onto an overturned collapsible boat and was rescued by other passengers on board a lifeboat. He went on to write The Truth About the Titanic when he returned to New York City. The letter was sold Saturday to a private collector from the U.S. I'm Donna Water.
Jack in the Box set to close up to 200 locations. They say nearly 80 to 120 the restaurants it plans to shut down will close for good before the end of the year. News and analysis at townhall.com. In the House of Representatives, much of the focus will be passing President Trump's domestic agenda. House Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith of Missouri says Republicans need to close the gap on elements of the tax code so that President Trump's expiring tax cuts can be preserved.
We're looking at all kinds of things to close that area that we need. We have to make permanent Trump's expiring 2017 tax cuts. We have to deliver on the president's promises when it comes to no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, tax relief for seniors, tax incentive for products produced in the United States.
A large-scale DEA raid Saturday night ends in more than 100 arrests at an illegal Colorado Springs nightclub. The DEA says illegals were among those detained. Police found pink cocaine and other drugs, along with weapons and evidence of prostitution at the club. Many of those taken into custody were illegal immigrants who were turned over to ICE. More at townhall.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
And now, when radio was... Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with a comedy legend handling a dramatic role. And then later we debut our latest five-part, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. It's known as the Alder Matter. It finds America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator heading to South America in a storyline that originally played out in the summer of 1956. First, though, how about Jack Benny, playing an unassuming piano tutor who has an unexpected financial windfall? He'll be joined in the suspense episode by Bea Benaderet as his wife, Martha. Paul Frees is the man on the subway. Larry Thor as the police lieutenant. Joseph Kearns plays both Uncle Herman and serves as the man in black. As we travel back to April 5th of 1956.
Autolite and its 96,000 dealers present Suspense. Autolite brings you a story of treachery and greed. A story we call Murder in G-Flat, starring Mr. Jack Benny. And now with Murder in G-Flat and the transcribed performance of Mr. Jack Benny, Autolite hopes once again to keep you in suspense.
Lieutenant, in here, sir, in the rec hall.
What's he doing in the rec hall?
Well, he thought he'd tune the piano while I was waiting, Lieutenant.
Sunday night. Why couldn't you guys pick a better night than Sunday night? My one day off, and I have to come down
here. Sorry we had to call you, Joe.
This is the guy,
huh? Yeah. Hey, you. That's it. C flat. If I had my wrench... This is the lieutenant.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, Lieutenant.
Name?
Oh. My name is Remington. Hercules Remington.
That's it, Joe. We checked.
Huh. Pardon me, Lieutenant, but my wife, Martha, is going to be awfully worried. You see, I haven't seen her since this morning. They told me...
You haven't seen your wife since this morning?
No, and I thought that if I could phone her and at least tell her where I am...
Where'd you pick him up?
Coney Island, Joe. He called us from there.
Yes, and I should have called my wife, too. Look, Lieutenant, I don't want to seem persistent about
this.
You'll
have plenty of time later to call your wife. Now, give the lieutenant the story in detail, just like you told it to me on the way down here to the station.
What kind of work do you do, Remington?
Well, I'm a piano tuner, Lieutenant. Yours is out of tune. C-flat, Lieutenant. See, if I could get my bag, I'd...
Look, Remington, I haven't got all night. Now, either get on with your story or I'll have...
All right, Lieutenant. But I really would like to call my wife first.
Start your story.
All right, all right. But if there's any explaining to be done to my wife, you guys will have to do it.
We'll be happy to. Now, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, Lieutenant, this whole mess started yesterday morning, Saturday. I got up, had breakfast with my wife, Martha, and my Uncle Herman. He's my black sheep uncle of the family. He's a carnival man, came to work at the World's Fair here, and has been living with us ever since. I think he ought to pay at least one-third of the rent, but Martha, well, she feels sorry for him. Anyway, I left the house around 10 o'clock on my way to the Lippenridge School of Music. I usually tune their pianos on the first Saturday of the month, you see, because there aren't any classes there on that Saturday. I catch the BMT at 57th and get off at Union Square. Well, yesterday morning I got on the subway, just like I always do. I carry a little ordinary brown bag with all my tools in it and usually lay it right next to me under the seat. I was just sitting there, thinking hard, wondering how I was going to meet the bills at the end of the month, when a man sat down next to me. He shoved something under the seat and just sat there staring ahead. B-flat, 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 B-flat.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I got carried away for a moment. Four stops later, the man got up, reached under the seat, pulled out a little brown bag, and started for the door. I remember noticing he was bald-headed and wearing big black horn-rimmed glasses. For a minute, I thought he'd stolen my bag of tools, but I reached my hand under the seat and found my bag was still there. I remember sort of chuckling to myself, thinking of the coincidence that he'd been carrying the same type of bag. Well, anyway, I got off at Union Square and walked up to the Lippenridge School of Music on 14th. There are four floors there, you know, a piano on each floor. And I usually start at the top and work my way down. Well, since the school doesn't have any classes on Saturday, the place was deserted. That one's sour. Yeah, D flat. I'll soon have that in shape. What the... I zipped open my bag to take out my tuning hammer and my wedges, but there were no tools in my bag. The tools were gone, and in their place were bundles and bundles of crisp $10 bills. And then it hit me. The little bald-headed man on the subway. The man who sat down next to me. This bag belonged to him. He picked up mine by mistake. There was no name on the bag, no identification of any kind. I started counting one of the bundles. Each bundle contained $1,000 in $10 bills, and there were 25 bundles. I had just come heir to $25,000. When I got home, Martha was washing some clothes out on the back porch, and Uncle Herman was rolling pennies for his pitch penny concession. I called both of them into the living room, pulled all the shades down, closed and locked all the doors, and set the bag on the table.
Hercules, what are you doing back home so soon?
What kind of nonsense is this, nephew?
Martha, Uncle Herman.
You look awful pale.
I guess I do.
Hercules, what's the matter with you?
Listen to me, both of you. I'm rich.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Hercules, at your age.
I'm not lying to you.
Look, I gotta get out.
You must be sick.
Look, will both of you be quiet for just a minute?
Sounds like he's drunk.
Are you sick, Hercules?
Look, I'm not sick and I'm not drunk. I've got it right here.
You've got what?
Look. Wow.
Hercules.
Now do you believe me? Now do you believe I'm not sick or drunk? Look at it. $25,000.
$25,000? That's a lot of money.
Hercules, where'd you get all this money?
I found it.
Found it?
Found it?
Yes.
Listen to me, Hercules Remington. Don't you lie to me. Where'd you get all that money?
I told you, Martha. I found it.
I haven't lived with you for 10 years for nothing. I know when you're lying to me. Now tell me, where'd you get all this money?
Okay, if I tell you the truth, I know you won't believe
it. Well, tell me anyway.
Well, all right. Look, this morning I got on the subway, just like I always do. And some little bald-headed man with black horn-rimmed glasses sat down next to me. When he got up to get off the subway, I noticed he was carrying a brown bag, just like mine. At first I thought it was mine. But mine was still under the seat. Anyway, when I got to the music school, I opened my bag and all this money was in it.
Sounds fantastic.
Hercules.
But it's the truth. The little man picked up my bag by mistake. I searched this one for some identification, but there isn't any.
Then you mean the little bald-headed man has your bag with the tools in it?
I guess he does.
It seems odd that anyone would be carrying this much money around in a little brown bag.
Odd or not, the fact still remains that I didn't steal it.
Well, I guess there isn't any way that you could get a hold of this man, so we'll just have to turn the money over to the police.
The police?
Yes, I said the police.
But why?
Why? Good heavens, Hercules, you don't expect to keep this money.
Why not?
It isn't ours.
Why? Why isn't it ours? I found it. I didn't steal it, Martha.
Hercules!
Martha, don't you see? Maybe this is fate. Maybe we were meant to have this money. Maybe if
you're crazy. You're out of your head. You're talking like a madman, and I won't have it.
But, Martha...
You didn't come by this money, honestly. It isn't legally yours.
Now, wait a minute, Martha. Maybe Hercules...
Now, you stay out of this, Uncle Herman. Hercules, you're going to take this money to the police.
No. No, I'm not. I'm not going to take this to the police or anyone else. Do you understand me? I'm not going to take this money to the police.
Hercules, I don't understand you at all. But mark my words, you'll pay for this.
Well,
don't pay no attention to her, nephew.
But why does she have to be that way? Why can't she understand me just this once? Why can't she see my side of it? See, I didn't steal this money.
No, you didn't, nephew.
And I'm going to keep it.
Sure you are, nephew. Sure you are. You're going to keep it.
You bet I am. The next morning, that was this morning, Sunday, Martha wouldn't speak to me at all. Her eyes were all red and puffed up. I could see that she'd been crying. Uncle Herman wasn't doing much talking either. Martha just kept sniffling as she puttered around the stove. Martha, my peach isn't peeled.
Peel it yourself.
But I...
Here, I'll peel it for you, nephew.
Thanks, Uncle Herman. Martha, please, won't
you
try...
Don't you talk to me.
Oh, don't be too hard on him, Martha. After all, a man's got a right...
I told you once, Uncle Herman, you stay out of this. It's none of your business.
Sorry. She's plenty mad. Well, ain't you going to answer the phone?
Hello?
Mr. Remington?
Yes?
Hercules Remington?
Yes, who is this, please?
I want to return your bag of piano tools to you, Mr. Remington.
I believe
there was a slight mix-up. I believe in my haste I picked up your bag instead.
But how did you find me? I mean...
Oh, it was quite simple. There's only one piano tuner with the initials HR in New York City.
Well, what do you know?
You do want your piano tools back, don't you, Mr. Remington?
Listen to me.
I don't think you'd like the idea of not being able to tune any more pianos.
What?
And I'd like to have my bag returned.
Of course.
As soon as possible.
Yes.
Tonight.
Tonight?
At 9:30 tonight. Meet me at Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden?
At 9:30, at the 49th Street entrance. The door on the far end will be left slightly open. And, please be prompt, Mr. Remington, with my brown bag. You see, it will displease my business partner considerably if he finds I've lost the bag.
All right. The 49th Street entrance, the door on the far end.
Hercules, what's wrong? Well, you're as white as a ghost.
I am?
You sure are.
I guess I should be. That was the little bald-headed man with horn-rimmed glasses, Uncle Herman. I've just lost $25,000. Uncle Herman went in the living room to read the Sunday paper. I went in the bedroom to tell Martha about the phone call. But she wasn't there. In fact, she wasn't anywhere in the house. She was gone, and I figured that she'd probably gone over to her sister's house. I was so nervous the rest of the afternoon, I couldn't eat a thing. I left the house for Madison Square Garden about 9 o'clock. From riches to rags in about 24 hours. And I was back riding the subway. I walked up 8th Avenue to the garden. I turned and walked up 49th Street to the entrance and stopped. Sure enough, one of the doors on the far end was open a little, just as the little man had told me it would be. I slipped in through the open door. It was pitch black. I couldn't see a thing.
Hello? Hello? Anybody here? Hello? Is there anyone here?
What the? I stumbled over something and almost fell. I struck a match and looked down at a body. The body of the little man in horn-rimmed glasses. His head was all covered with blood. I started to blow out the match, and then something caught my eye. Lying next to his body was my brown bag with the initials HR. And next to the bag, covered with blood, was my tuning hammer.
And that's the first act of Suspense. We'll be back with more right after this short break.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Saw huzzah! That's right, join Linda and Carl Bott on Monday as we welcome the Renaissance Fair players. Let's find out what's going on at the fair, when, how, and the amount of fun you can have there. This and much more on Monday. Right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
And now let's get back to Suspense on When Radio Was.
Autolite is bringing you Mr. Jack Benny in Murder in G-Flat. Tonight's production in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Please, Lieutenant, may I call my wife? I want to...
Finish your story first, Mr. Remington. You can call her after that.
Oh, all right.
Now, you were standing over the body of this man in Madison Square Garden. You found your tuning hammer next to the body.
Yes, my tuning hammer. Let me tell you, Lieutenant, I was scared. Plenty scared. Here I was standing over a dead man in Madison Square Garden. And clutched in my hand was his brown bag containing $25,000. Who would kill me? Who would... But I couldn't stop to think about that. Now I had to get out of there and fast and take my bag and hammer lying on the floor with me. I started to reach for my bag when... A sound, G-flat. Someone had opened up a knife. Whoever was coming toward me, I blew out the match and waited. Who was in that corridor with me? Was it the business partner of the little man? Was it... I started to move backwards, and then a big black figure loomed up at me. With all my strength, I brought the brown bag swinging up from the floor. I ran until I thought my legs were gone. My mind was all fogged up now. I couldn't think straight. Who was the guy who just tried to kill me? One thing I knew for sure, I had to get rid of this money until I could think things out. But where? Where could I get rid of it? I neared the corner of 59th and 8th Avenue and then saw it. A bus terminal. Why not? A public locker in the bus station. I opened the door and walked in.
Scranton, Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia leaving in 10 minutes.
Yes, ma'am, in about 20 minutes.
Excuse me, mister. I'd like to have a key for a locker.
Hey, just a second.
G sharp.
What'd you say?
Oh, nothing.
What do you know? Haven't got an empty one right now. Have to wait a little while.
You mean out of all of these hundreds of lockers, you haven't got one empty?
Well, I'm sorry, mister, but you can see for yourself. A lot of servicemen in town over the weekend.
Well, how long will it be?
10, 15 minutes. Maybe a couple hours.
Okay, I'll wait. I'll sit over there. I bought a paper at the newsstand and sat down on one of the benches. I didn't even know what I was reading. I just kept... And then I saw it. On page 2. A complete account of a robbery that had occurred on Friday night at one of the downtown post offices. 2 bandits had escaped with $25,000 in $10 bills. This was it. It must have been. But would the police believe a story like that? Of course they wouldn't. I had the money, and it was my tuning hammer there, lying next to the body in the garden. I got out of that bus tournament in a hurry and walked up 8th Avenue. Where could I go? The only place I could think of was Coney Island. Coney Island and Uncle Herman and his pitchpenny concession. It was late, and the island amusement park was almost deserted. It was cold and close to 11. Uncle Herman was leaning against the side of his concession as I walked up.
Why, nephew, what are you doing out this way?
Uncle Herman, quick, let's go in back.
All right. There ain't no customers anyway. Yeah. Now, what happened, Hercules? Did you give the money back to the man?
I went to meet him at the garden, just like he told me. But when I got there and I found him, he was dead.
Dead?
He'd been beat over the head with my tuning hammer.
Why, Hercules.
I was just about to grab my hammer and bag and get out of there when someone made a lunge at me in the dark. But I got away. I went to a bus terminal to put the money in a locker. I had to wait. And then I read that the money is stolen post office money.
Oh, you got yourself in a mess, nephew.
I'm frantic. I don't know what to do. That's why I came here.
Well, I'm glad you did, nephew. Glad you did.
But what am I going
to
do?
Well, best thing would be to go back and get that hammer and bag. Leave the money here. I'll hide it for you.
But maybe I ought to go to the police.
You can't go to the police with that story. They'd never believe you, Hercules.
I know.
Bring your bag and come with me, nephew. I got a hiding place for that money that no one will ever find.
Uncle Herman locked his place up, and then he led me over to the funhouse. It was closed now, and the place was all dark. But Uncle Herman had a key. He led me up some stairs to a high ramp that people climb on, you know, to slide down the big chute. He stopped at one of them.
Here, nephew. Right under this top chute, we'll just pry one of the boards loose a little and slip the bag with the money underneath. No one in the world will ever look for it. There we are. Now, give me the bag, nephew.
Here you are, Uncle Herman. Are you sure that no one will find it here?
Absolutely, nephew. You and I are the only ones who know where it is. There's nothing to be afraid of. Now, hand me the bag.
Here you are.
That's it. Now, let's just check to make sure that...
What's the matter, Uncle Herman?
Where's the money, nephew?
The money? What are you talking about? It's in the...
Is this what you call money? Or this bag's got nothing in it but bundles of torn newspaper?
I don't understand.
Hercules, dear nephew, what did you do with the money?
I don't know. It was in there. You saw it yourself when I brought it home.
This a scheme of yours, Hercules?
Scheme?
Trying to cheat on your dear old uncle, aren't you, Hercules?
Uncle Herman, what are you talking about?
Where's the money, Hercules?
G-flat. That knife. G-flat.
This ain't no time to play games with your Uncle Herman, Hercules.
Uncle Herman, where were you tonight?
What's that, Hercules?
G-flat. Your knife. It's G-flat.
Looks like this thing has got you going, Hercules.
It was you in the garden, wasn't it, Uncle Herman? You killed him.
Let's not waste any more time, nephew. Now tell me where that money is.
I don't know.
Stop lying to your dear uncle, Hercules.
I'm not lying.
I usually use this knife to scale fish. The smell of fish is stronger than the smell of blood.
But I tell you, I don't know where that money is.
You're lying to me. You came down here just to throw me off, didn't you? Make me think you lost the money.
Uncle Herman, stay away from me.
All right, Hercules. So you won't tell your dear uncle.
He rushed at me with the knife. I stepped back, tripped over the board he had pried loose, and fell down. But Uncle Herman... He went hurtling over me, head over heels down the long slide. And I got back down at the bottom of the slide chute. He was dead.
The uncle had his neck broken, Lieutenant.
Yeah. What about the money?
Well, Mr. Remington's wife turned it over to the authorities this morning about 11 o'clock. She said the money wasn't his and she didn't want him carrying it around.
Well, I guess that'll be all, Mr. Remington. You can go now.
But isn't it dangerous? I mean, the partner is still...
We picked up his business partner a few hours after the robbery.
Oh.
But just in case you happen to come across another $25,000 that doesn't belong to you, promise me that you'll get in touch with the authorities, will you, Mr. Remington?
Oh, I've learned my lesson, Lieutenant. Believe you me, I have.
Yeah, good.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, I almost forgot. I gotta call my wife. She's probably frantic by now.
There's a payphone right outside in the corridor.
Payphone?
Yeah, right around the corner. You can't miss it.
Hmm. Well, she's waited this long. I think I'll just tell her when I get home.
Suspense, presented by Autolite. Tonight's star, Mr. Jack Benny. Next week on Suspense, our stars will be Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz in Early to Death. And in weeks to come, you will hear such famous stars as James Stewart, Ann Baxter, and Rosalind Russell, all on Suspense.
Suspense is produced and directed by Elliot Lewis, with music composed by Lucian Morawek and conducted by Lud Bluskin. Murder in G-Flat was written for Suspense by Richard George Petticini. Portions of this program were transcribed. In tonight's cast, Joseph Kearns was heard as Uncle Herman, Lee Benaderet as Martha, and Larry Thor as the Lieutenant. Others in the cast were Clayton Post, Jack Crucian, and Paul Fries. Jack Benny may be heard each Sunday on CBS on his own radio program, The Jack Benny Show.
And remember, next week on Suspense, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz in a story about a mysterious airplane crash in the mountains of Mexico. A tale we call Early to Death.
And that great episode originally played on April 5th, 1951. One of four appearances that Jack Benny made on Suspense. By the way, you heard Joseph Kearns was Uncle Herman in that episode, and he was also the Man in Black. Well, over on Benny's program, he had a hilarious recurring role. He played the downtrodden Ed, the Lonely Vault Keeper. I'm Greg Bell, and when we continue on Wind Radio Was, we debut our latest five-part Johnny Dollar storyline. Known as the Alder Matter, it finds our hero, played by Bob Bailey, traveling to South America. We'll be right back.
Folks, I'd like you to get a picture of what it's like here. Very quiet, for one thing. I've never been in such a quiet place, and it's pretty dark. No light except my flashlight. Tell you what, you go now and douse all the lights you have on. Go ahead, put out the lights.
The greatest stars of stage and screen and the greatest writers of print and radio combine to keep you on the edge of your seat in Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Suspense Motive for Murder.
I opened my handbag and my fingers closed around Mr. Jensen's gun. He looked down at it.
Hey, what?
I said I've changed my mind.
Okay. That's the way you feel. I don't argue with a girl who's got a gun.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills brings you moments of desperation and danger.
I took the stuff she had piled up on the dresser. Bracelets, rings, pins. I stuffed his wallet into my pocket. And then I got out. I got out as fast as I could.
Mickey Rooney, Lucille Ball, Lana Turner, Ralph Edwards, and more star in 20 nerve-stretching exercises in crime, mystery, and the uncanny.
Quite frankly, I'd like to get out of here. I can well imagine people becoming unhinged in this place. I find myself pretty jumpy. Not being very brave, am I?
Today, our listeners can get Suspense Motive for Murder for 50% off. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MURDER77 to get your copy for only $19.98.
And the front door slowly opened. And then there were slow, halting footsteps along the short hall to the sitting room where an old woman waited.
Order Suspense Motive for Murder today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MURDER77 so you can hear
a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
When it comes to purchasing a product or service, most of us look to the reviews to see what other people are saying. So if you're looking for an indoor or outdoor home security system, the Tapo line of home security cameras from TP-Link are ranked number one by PC Mag, a leading authority on tech news and reviews. They reviewed 10 outdoor security cameras, and both the Tapo C120 and C425 home security cams were tops on the list. They connect to your home Wi-Fi, provide 2K quality with color night vision, two-way audio, and they're super flexible because not only can you put them just about anywhere, you can store your videos both locally and on the cloud. And Tapo security products all run on a super easy-to-use app. Check out the Tapo line of security cams at tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time once again to launch another five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. Known as the Alder Matter, it finds Johnny heading to South America. This first installment originally aired on Monday evening, August 6th of 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Vic Kelly, Johnny, Worldwide Mutual. How's your Spanish?
CC, senior.
Oh, Mother told me there'd be days like this.
One egg in your beer? I gotta be a linguist yet?
May have to be a lot more than that to unscramble this one.
Tell me about it. Price is still the same, though.
Get on over here, will you?
Sure, but give me a little hint. I'd like to start worrying early.
All right. Try this. William Billy Alder.
The promoter? World's number one salesman? Up again, down again, Alder?
The same. And at this point, he's up. Up to his ears in Venezuelan oil. We're carrying a quarter of a million life on him.
Ooh, I'd settle for the premiums, Vic. How come you're worrying?
You'd worry, too, carrying coverage that size. Especially with Alder behaving like he is.
Like?
Like changing his beneficiary five times in a month. What would you say that means?
Means I'll be right over.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office Worldwide Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Alder matter. Expense account item one, $1.35, the price of being taxied to Vic Kelly's office at Worldwide Mutual. For a normally easygoing fella, Mr. K had a bad case of how did I ever get into this?
$250,000. That's a big policy. Big.
You look like the claim's already been filed. Smile a little, Dad.
Yeah, sure.
At least fill me in.
How much do you know about Billy Alder?
Oh, just surface stuff, what the headlines say. Promoter, wildcatter, super salesman. Fellow with a flair for selling anything. Why?
Well, that's what's rough. I can't give you too much more than that. He's been in a dozen different businesses, headed up a half a dozen corporations, a couple of bankruptcies, even a nasty court case. He's been flat broke and 6 months later been a walking blue chip. Been up and down more times than a yo-yo.
Oh, it's a nice life if you can take it.
But, feast or famine, he does everything big.
Like the quarter of a million policy, huh?
Well, it didn't seem out of line 3 years ago. It still doesn't. Not with the kind of money he's dragging out of the ground in Venezuelan oil.
Hey, this changing of beneficiaries, when did it begin?
A little over a month ago. In succession, it's been his wife, his daughter, a brother, back to the wife, and now it's his daughter again.
Sounds like a woman trying to make up her mind about a dress.
Price tag's a little different. What does it sound like to you?
Give me a chance to get down there and look, will you?
I mean off the top of your head.
Oh, sounds like he's worried. Like he shouldn't buy any long-playing records.
Look, Johnny, there's a clause in the policy that lets us investigate irregularities. Go take a look. Just don't expect him to cooperate. He's a big operator-type fella.
I don't know. I never met him, but I like him already.
What?
His style. Any man who uses a slogan like, we lose a little on each deal, but think of the volume. Well, he's for me. I gotta keep him alive. Expense account item two, $329.88, airfare and incidentals to Caracas, Venezuela. It was about noon Sunday when the big plane lazed in over the Caribbean shoreline, pointed its nose for the Maguida Airport in Caracas. Below us spread what's laughingly called man's handiwork, his progress. A few short years ago, it had been nothing but lush green jungle. Then came men shouting the magic word oil, and the jungle was now disappearing as fast as they could throw up the derricks and sink the drills. Progress. A taxi to the Hotel Pariah and a good lunch adds up to item three, $4 even. I was ready for business. Knocking around in this game, you learn a lot of ways to save steps. On an out-of-country deal, for instance, the local police chief is one person you can't ignore. He can save you more than steps, blood sometimes. He turned out to be 35-ish, bright, relaxed. They might have changed the jungle, but nothing was going to alter Jefe Velasquez's style. He took his time, even after I told him why I was here.
I'm sorry about the ceiling fan, Senor Dollar.
Oh, what's wrong with it? It's working.
See, but it's old-fashioned, not like the, air conditioning in Estados Unidos.
No problem. I'm comfortable.
With all the money from the oil, you think they may modern these offices? No. It's air conditioned in the home, in the car, but not in the office. At least this one. A fan.
Well, I'll get to it. Jefe, I get the feeling you're steering away from discussing Billy Alder.
Of course.
Then there must be a reason.
See, because I do not want to give you the bum cow.
Oh, bum steer.
Gracias. What I mean is there is nothing to put a finger on. To look at them is a nice family with lots of money living in a big, expensive house. But you spend a couple hours there. You know, it's not that way. It's nothing you can see but...
All underneath.
Mm. You ever see an oil well fire, Juanito? Uh-huh. All the burning and burning under the ground. Then, when it's enough force, whoosh, everything explodes to the sky. It's exactly what you expect when will happen to these people. Someday. And still, it's hard to figure exactly why. But that is all.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I appreciate what you've given me. Now, what's the best way to get to the house?
You go there, huh?
That's where the job is.
It's easy enough to get to. I tell you how. You mind if I ask a question, amigo?
Shoot.
In your own office, you got a fan or air conditioning?
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
Hi, friends. R.C. here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, You'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The older house wasn't hard to find. Huge and impressive, it sat all by itself on a high promontory jutting out into the sea. I suddenly found that I'd become J. Dollar Intruder, because in the doorway of the house, a very luscious young lady was being enthusiastically and expertly kissed by a handsome young man. My cough must have been pretty frightening, because the boy took off around the house like a quarter horse. Not so the girl. She glared angrily as she came toward me.
I hope you're satisfied.
Well, embarrassed is a better word. I'm sorry about my timing.
I'll bet you are.
Well, look, Miss...
Happy now that you've got something to tell my father? Well, go ahead and tell him.
If you'd only slow down a minute.
And while you're at it, tell him something else. Then he can hire as many detectives as he likes. It still won't keep me from seeing Paul.
Well, looks like you'll need track shoes to see him now.
Very funny.
Assuming that was Paul.
Look, I don't... Assuming...
Oh, now look, lady, you never gave me a chance to explain. Not too hard to figure why he... Well, who you think I am, but I'm not... My name is Johnny Dollar, and you're right about only one thing. I do want to see your father, but not for the reason you think. Okay?
But I... I'm sorry, Mr. Dollar.
Good. Are we friends now?
I'm Peggy Alder.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Would you like to come in and wait, Mr. Dollar?
Wait?
My father isn't home at the moment. He shouldn't be over an hour, though.
Fine.
You won't say anything about what you saw? About Paul, I mean?
Lady, the world is full of trouble. Why should I add to it? Billy Alder's selling methods may have been wild, high-pressure stuff, but there was taste in his home. And when Peggy Alder put a drink into my hand and led me out to a patio, I was ready to get a drill and go oil hunting myself. Patio? It was a small, exclusive, man-made mountaintop, 600 feet down to the Caribbean on three sides. If you were going to have troubles, this was the place to ponder them. Peggy Alder still didn't trust me completely. Inexpertly, she tried to dig out my reason for being there. Gave up after a while, then excused herself when her father showed up an hour later.
I'm glad you're here, Dollar. What's wrong?
Oh, just surprised. Guess I expected to be tossed out.
Why?
Kind of delicate asking a man why he changes beneficiaries like some men change suits.
I've read the policy. Your company is allowed to ask.
We appreciate your feeling that way.
But it says nothing about my having to answer.
No, no, that's right. It doesn't. But it's hard not to draw conclusions.
Such as?
You're afraid somebody is, shall we say, gunning for you. But you don't know who. Am I right?
Is that what your company thinks, too?
Well, they don't think anything, but they'd like to know.
Do you enjoy your trip down, Mr. Dollar?
Well, I take it I've worn out my welcome. Sorry.
No, no, no. Sit down. I told you I was glad you're here.
Then you shouldn't mind a couple of questions.
I'll tell you nothing, Mr. Dollar. I admit nothing. Is that clear?
Is it?
Look here. Your company has a good deal to lose by my death.
We just want to be sure nobody's thinking of it as a commercial venture.
Then stay here, Mr. Dollar. Here, in this house. Keep me alive.
Behind the calm, controlled demeanor, Billy Alder was loaded with fear. The worst kind of fear. Grinding, implacable kind of terror that for some reason has to be hidden. 2 hours later, my bags had been sent for, and I was comfortably settled in the guest room only slightly larger than Pennsylvania Station. By dinner time that night, the only other people I'd seen in the house were the servants. Alder, his daughter, and I sat down to eat alone.
I must apologize for Mrs. Alder's absence, Mr. Dollar. She went to the bullfights today. She's staying in town for dinner with the others.
The others?
We have several guests staying with us.
Charming people, Mr. Dollar. Wait till you meet them.
I think we can do without that kind of talk, Peggy.
Are you defending them, Father? Guests. Don't you mean leeches, parasites?
That'll do. At least they'd have the manners not to start a thing like this in front of Mr. Dollar. You may be excused any time you like.
Gladly.
Incidentally, thank you for disobeying my orders to keep Paul Kincaid away from this house.
You told him after you promised.
Mr. Dollar told me nothing. You seem to forget that servants have eyes and ears. Sorry, didn't mean to embarrass you, Mr. Dollar.
That's all right.
Kids. Can't do anything with them these days. Headstrong, no sense of values. Not Paul Kincaid. An oil field foreman. Can you see him fitting in as Peggy's husband? Into Billy Alder Enterprises?
Quite a step up, if he can make it.
Believe me, he never will.
After dinner, Alder and I headed for that fabulous patio. I hoped he would open up, but he kept the talk general. Charming, witty, but simply conversation. Truthfully, I wasn't too unhappy, because the setting was one of those once-in-a-lifetime things. I couldn't take my eyes away from the lights far below, the glittering shoreline stretching from Carañero all the way to Puerto Cabello. That's when it happened. The bullet smashed into the wooden canopy support just inches from Alder's head, so close that the splinters flew, buried themselves in his cheek. Mr. Alder, you all right?
I think so.
Stay here. I raced back through the house, headed for the front entrance as fast as I could. Outside, I tried to stare through the darkness into the only direction from which that shot could have come, the rolling jungle slope of the promontory. Sure, it looked deserted, but I knew it wasn't. Someone had to be out there, with five more bullets in his gun and murder in his heart.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, one man dances attendance, another dances death, and a woman calls the tune. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Tony Barrett. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
The first installment of The Alder Matter, which originally played out in August of 1956. We'll have part two at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and the role of the Jefe was played by the very prolific Harry Bartell, a semi-regular on both radio and television's Dragnet. He would work for Jack Webb many times. He even put on a Spanish accent for a memorable role on both the radio and TV version of a popular holiday script. I'll name that show and then wrap up when radio was, right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
People, it sure looks strange to me.
I've been listening to my story about a man named Jed.
Get 100 novelty songs today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY77.
When everybody's heard about the bird, the bird, 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 the bird, the winner, winner, bird, bird, bird.
4 CDs jam-packed with 100 novelty songs that will always make you smile for only $21.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code NOVELTY77 to save on shipping.
And then
and the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Now, what a novel idea. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember promo code novelty77 for reduced shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about Harry Bartell. We heard him putting on a Spanish accent for a role in our latest Johnny Dollar storyline. Well, Bartell also worked quite a bit for Jack Webb, even handled the same character in both the radio and television version of Dragnet's popular annual Christmas script. All about a little boy who swipes a statue. It's known as the Big Little Jesus, and it featured Bartell in the role of Father Rojas. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do her. But hey, remember to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.